$2 million. And he's alleged to have provided all kinds of stuff to these players, including sex. I've never had a job where they've ever provided sex either.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Every holiday, to our dismay, we worry about our size. So this year, combine your shopping with some good aerobic exercise. You'll find 300 stores in our 16 blocks. What's more, you can dine and drink, then skate our rink, burn off that petit four. For gifts and food and play, you'll be shaping up to say, it's a merry Cherry Creek North holiday.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen, and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.
Hey, do you consider yourself a great poker player? Want to test your skills against the likes of Rob Blake, Dan Hino, John Michael Lyles, and Brad May? Then join Amber Holmes for the second annual Full House Celebrity Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 6 p.m. Amber Holmes specializes in affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes, and they're proud to help local Denver charities through this annual Celebrity Poker Tournament. For more information or to register as a player, log on to amberholmes.com. Amber Holmes, a higher standard.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani.
He was executed by lethal injection shortly after midnight. He was pronounced dead at 0035. Military time.
San Quentin prison warden Steve Ornowski announcing the execution of convicted killer Tookie Williams. The one-time Crips gang leader was strapped onto a death chamber gurney hours after Governor Schwarzenegger refused to grant clemency. Execution witness Kim Curtis of the Associated Press says technicians appeared to have trouble putting one of two needles into Williams' left arm.
I thought he said, I don't know if anyone else heard this, but you doing that right?
Tony Lopez of KOVR-TV watched the reaction of Laura Owens, whose stepson was one of four people Williams was convicted of killing.
She sat stoically and stared at Tukey Williams as he lay dying on that gurney, and she didn't show reaction until the very end when they pronounced him dead. She started to cry. She started to put her head down, and she was comforted by the people who were with her.
About 1,000 people, most of them against capital punishment, stood in the chill outside the prison as Williams was being put to death. Looking for work? Manpower Incorporated CEO Jeff Jarrett says the first few months of the new year should be a good time for job seekers. About a quarter of the companies in his latest survey said they'll be hiring.
It's the first time in our survey history that it has stayed at this high of a level of intent for hiring. So companies are out there hiring. They're just doing it in a very judicious and measured way.
Jarrett says demand for construction workers is especially strong. Congress hears testimony today about crime on cruise ships. CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Fuss.
Last July, George Smith was on a honeymoon cruise and disappeared overboard. The cruise line suggested it was an accident. His sister Bree says there's evidence it was murder.
It's horrifying to not have my brother and to not know what happened to him.
She and her parents will attend today's hearing, trying to sound a warning there can be trouble on the high seas.
We don't want this to happen again to another family.
The hearing will take a look at crimes on cruise ships, how often it happens, and who investigates it when it does, and also hear testimony about pirates, several of whom recently attacked a cruise ship off the coast of Africa with rockets and machine guns. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
President Bush will be on the road 2 hours from now, trumpeting the benefits of Medicare's new prescription drug program.
Many seniors see major confusion in a plan the president describes as a major advance. Once again, he'll try to dispel their fears about the Medicare prescription drug program in a speech at a senior community in Virginia. The president will tell his audience to carefully study the plan. The administration says it can cut prescription drug costs in half.
CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House. In Los Angeles, his publicist confirms that film star Colin Farrell is in rehab to get treatment for exhaustion and addiction to prescription drugs. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are about a point higher. This is CBS News.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-204-6810. That's 1-800-204-6810. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-204-6810. That's 1-800-204-6810.
By Men's Warehouse.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we are waking up to one problem this morning. It's westbound I-70. Watch for a car that hit the guardrail. It's right around Ward Road. Other than that, in real good shape, I-25 and 225 move along just fine. The Turnpike, C-470 and 6th Avenue, they're all checking clear at the moment. And around town, in great shape along Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Now, checking out the forecast, going to be a nice day today. Sunny skies, highs near 50. Right now, we're at 25 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760.
Visit LiveSouthShore.com.
Randy Rhodes.
When the snow starts piling up outside the White House, and when the poor and the elderly start freezing to death in their beds, I would like for you to bring Cindy Sheehan some hot chocolate, dressed up as Jolly Old Saint Nick, and give her the gift of troop withdrawal. Thank you, sir.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760.
AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Hostway.com, your small business website hosting provider, and by the Braun Activator, the world's best self-cleaning shaver guaranteed. I'm Charles Osgood. President Bush obviously thinks the Iraqi elections the day after tomorrow are extremely important.
Thanks to the courage of the Iraqi people, the year 2005 will be recorded as a turning point in the history of Iraq, the history of the Middle East, and the history of freedom.
The question is, do the Iraqis see it that way? CBS News correspondent Laura Logan is there.
Well, certainly talking to many Iraqis, they do see it that way. This election is very important for their future. It's going to give them a government for 4 years, and they're hoping that it will bring a lot of changes. But that doesn't mean they want the Americans to stay. Many are still very anxious to see the Americans leave and Iraqis take care of Iraqi problems.
More after this for HostWay.com. If, like most entrepreneurs, you dreamed of launching your own online store but always held back because the prospect of creating an e-commerce website seems so daunting, HostwayBusiness.com says it doesn't have to be. They'll design and launch your online store or redesign your existing store for as little as $399. Visit HostwayBusiness.com now to get your online store up and running. Make your e-commerce dreams a reality. Let HostwayBusiness.com get started on your online store today. Here's a great tip about what to ask for or give. The Braun Activator Shaving System delivers the ultimate in shaving and cleaning performance in has a revolutionary smart foil technology that captures hair growing in any direction, and the contour-hugging head automatically adjusts to every facial contour for maximum closeness and comfort. It comes with the most advanced clean and renew system, which keeps it feeling like a new shaver every day. Braun Activator, simply the world's best self-cleaning shaver, guaranteed. For more information, visit Braun.com. The Shiites, who were terrorized under Saddam Hussein, now dominate the Iraqi government and will after the election. They're Iraq's largest ethnic group. But the United States doesn't want either the Shiites or al-Qaeda to stop the Ba'athists from voting and having a say. One of the top Shiite religious leaders is Abdul Aziz al-Hakim, who says the Americans are getting in the way. His translator.
They need to stop interfering in their affairs and give the Iraqi forces the chance to move on the insurgents.
Hakim says he has complained to President Bush about it.
President Bush was very surprised about what has been happening.
Sunnis complain that what's happening is that Shiite death squads are targeting Sunni men, rounding them up into detention centers. No, no, says Hakim.
Until now, it has not been proved that any officials violated any laws.
Any stories about death squads?
We are against all the killings.
So the Sunnis are caught in the middle, says Laura Logan.
The Ba'athists have urged their followers to vote. They don't want to see their people dying at the polling stations. This is really going to be very telling in terms of whether Zarqawi is going to listen to them or not.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
Napa's heating up the holidays with the hot new Napa Orange County Chopper Schwinn Stingray Bicycle. Stop by your local Napa Auto Parts store and enter to win today. This authentic 20-inch Schwinn single-speed Stingray bicycle comes with custom Napa and OCC graphics, a low-ride saddle, wishbone kickstand, and a big boa back tire. See store for official sweepstakes rules and complete details. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Get the good stuff.
Napa. Get the good stuff.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:08, 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. Guess what? I don't have the weather in front of me, so I'm not sure what the temperature's going to be today. And you know what? After yesterday's program, I don't even think I should be here today. Man, you could have ran a freight train through my skull yesterday. I don't know where I was. 6:09, 9 minutes after 6 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, along with you. But I guess you already knew that, right? 303-713-7600. We'll go over a bunch of stuff. This is a kind of buffet hour here, or come dressed any way you want to hour. And I'll get the forecast here in just a second. Isn't that great? Music from Steve Earle. Okay, John Turk, producer of the show. You going to give me my Steve Earle CD back? Where is it?
I lost it.
Did you take it home?
No, I have it in here for you.
Yeah, okay. All right, here's some stuff. Here's some stuff that is kind of minor but amusing. Well, I don't know if it's minor, but it's amusing in some way. No, it's very amusing. Not in some way, it's amusing. Judge okay subpoena of Limbaugh's doctors.
You people. Da 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 da. OxyContin update.
Prosecutors can subpoena Rush Limbaugh's doctors as part of an investigation into whether the conservative radio commentator illegally bought painkillers. A judge ruled on that yesterday. Judge David F. Crow ruled the Florida laws do not prevent doctors from talking with prosecutors if the discussion is relevant to the prosecution of the crime. The decision gave prosecutors permission to subpoena doctors and their staff, but it also protected confidential material in Limbaugh's medical records. Well, you know what? We don't want to know if Limbaugh's got, like, piles or another cyst on his butt. But this is very, very interesting. Now, of course, Limbaugh's people, Roy Black, Limbaugh's attorney said in a statement that the decision upheld our agreement that the state cannot breach doctor-patient confidentiality just because it's obtained some medical records, Black said. And Black is claiming that this is a victory for his client. Prosecutors, you might remember, seized Limbaugh's records after learning that he had received about 2,000 painkillers prescribed by four doctors in 6 months at a pharmacy near his Palm Beach mansion. They contend that Limbaugh engaged in doctor shopping by illegally deceiving multiple doctors to receive overlapping prescriptions. I'm going to tell you something, man. I do not understand how anybody can take that much OxyContin. And I have experience with OxyContin. And you know what? Mary does, too. Now, with me, my experience was that I had a bone spur that was in the shape of a loop that was pressing, or a shape of a curve type thing that was pressing on my esophagus, and I also had a couple of fractured discs or crushed discs in my neck. And I think this happened from the last time I was here in Denver when I was in that demolition derby. I can't swear to that, but I think that's what it was. And then it took a while. You know, it took a couple of years to get bad. And one day, God, I sound like Mark Maron, don't I? I'm going into my own personal history here on the radio at 6:12, 12 minutes after 6. Goodbye, Mark. But one day I stretched and got this tremendous pain. I mean, it was bad. And so the doctors gave me OxyContin, which I thought would immediately turn me into a neocon blabbermouth, but it didn't happen. But I'll tell you what, it did happen. The OxyContin made me sick. It made me so sick that Mary had to call an ambulance. She broke her wrist, and we still don't know whether she's going to have surgery or not, and fractured her right arm and her right wrist. And so the doctor, because it's painful, she's in a cast, and it's very, very painful, and the doctor gave her OxyContin. You know what it did to her? It made her itch all over. So she couldn't take it. How does Limbaugh take or go out and get 2,000 painkillers? You know, the other thing I remember about this, too, is that when this story broke, I don't know how talk show hosts here handled it. I don't know how the right-wing spin was here about Limbaugh and the painkillers. Maybe you know and can call and tell me. But at the radio station I worked at, they forced me to be quiet about it. So while the other neocon talk show hosts and people on the radio station said, oh, you know, this is tragic and it's an addiction, and we hope that Limbaugh recovers, never mind the fact that Limbaugh, of course, had spouted off about people who use drugs ought to go to jail. Oh, we hope he's better. We hope he gets better. I had to sit there and twiddle my thumbs and not be able to say anything. Not be able to say anything at all. And Limbaugh's got these cochlear ear implants, I guess. And he can't hear music. I guess I don't know how these things work. Anyway, the OxyContin allegedly destroyed the hairs, the little teeny hairs that in your ear. And the cochlear, I don't know what they're called. I'm not a doctor, which you probably already can judge from listening to this show. All right, if you're going to do some reading this morning, check out the Rocky Mountain News. And there is a really great column in here called The Imperial Diplomacy Ill-Suited to a 9/11 World. This is from Fareed Zakari, who appears quite often on roundtable sessions on the George Stephanopoulos show. And what this basically is saying is that this administration doesn't really listen to other countries, and that George W. Bush doesn't really have a lot of contact with leaders of other countries. Sure, he's got people that he likes, but most of the thing, when they come to town to visit, most of it's just ceremony. I mean, he doesn't really hang with them. And it talks about how Bush's tendencies seem to reflect a broader trend. America has developed an imperial style of diplomacy that is much communication with foreign leaders. There is much communication with foreign leaders, but it's a one-way street. Most leaders who are consulted are simply informed of U.S. policy, and that this administration takes very little input. Now, here's Bush with Brian Williams yesterday. I don't know if you saw any of that, and I just saw excerpts of it on Keith Olbermann last night. But there's Bush sitting there shifting around in the Oval Office talking to Brian Williams, claiming, oh, yeah, you know, I get input and I talk to people. And there's a Newsweek cover story out today. It's this week, I guess. Came out yesterday. In which it shows Bush on the cover in a bubble, and it calls him Bubble Boy. And I haven't got my copy yet, but I can't wait to read that. But read this Fareed Zakari article about imperial diplomacy. And it's sad. It's sad what this country has become. You know what? He even points out in here that UN inspectors in Iraq were puzzled at how uninterested American officials were in talking to them, even though they had spent weeks combing through Iraq. Instead, U.S. officials comfortably ensconced in Washington gave them lectures on the evidence of weapons of mass destruction in handling post-war Iraq, and senior American officials in Washington avoided any real conversations with the U.N. So Mohammed El-Baradei and those people were trying to tell this administration that there were no WMDs, but this administration didn't want to listen. And the inspectors from the UN, Scott Ritter and others, Hans Blix, this administration just did not want to listen. That's sad. All right, coming up, there's a poll out that most Americans still, after these sterling speeches that Bush has given, and we'll get into his speech yesterday a little bit later in the show, these sterling speeches that he's given, that still most people in this country believe that George W. Bush has no plan to win in Iraq. And yesterday I didn't get any sense of what he considers victory to be, although I predict we're going to withdraw troops like next year, because you know what? He doesn't want to get his buddies, his Republican buddies in the House and Senate clobbered over this Iraqi policy. 303-713-7600 if you want to pick up the phone and join in. This is AM 760. Progretto the question. Because I see all these ads on TV about, you know, people's wish lists and about getting an automobile. And you know what? If getting an automobile is on your Christmas, Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa wish list, there's only one place to go, and it's Rocky's Autos. Because at Rocky's Autos, they not only have a great selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. Boy, they've got some good-looking vehicles out there. But you know what? You get the most bang for your Christmas buck. Your holiday buck, I should say. Because I want to encompass everybody in this. You really get the most bang for your buck, and you get great service. You get people who are determined to really treat you right and get you the automobile that you really, really want. I can't say enough about Rockies. And I love talking about them every morning because they have become more than just a place where Mary and I have bought cars. They become our friends. And they're good people. So drop on by and see them. First thing you can do is go to RockiesAutos.com and check out the inventory on the web. And then if you see something you like, you can pre-qualify for a car loan and then drop down to Rockies and check the vehicle out in person. Kind of like the same way you buy a house, right? You go to one of those sites, one of those real estate sites, and they show you what the houses look like, and you get like a panoramic view. And then, if you like it, you go check it out. Rocky's Auto's been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Rocky's Auto's, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. And I believe I'll be out there this afternoon. So, if
Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Ed Schultz wishing you a very happy holiday season from all of us at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Like Christmas. Everywhere go.
Oh, I don't want to be accused of destroying the holiday.
Take a look in the 5 and 10.
I don't want to, you know, the Christmas. I don't want to feed into Bill O'Reilly and John Gibson's boxes. I don't want to, you know, feed into their fantasy.
Christmas.
All right, it's 6:22, 22 minutes after 6 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today, only 48. Yesterday was really nice. It was like 55 degrees in some areas around the state. Here's something that if you go to the Rocky Mountain News, and I assume the same ad is running in the Denver Post, the Focus on the Family Action Incorporated, Focus on the Family is at it again. This time they've got a big ad saying Senator Ken Salazar and flip-flop. It has Salazar is opposed to hiring quotas. I'm opposed to quotas, said Senator Ken Salazar. And they quote the Denver Rocky Mountain News from back in 99. And then it says flop. Salazar is not opposed to hiring quotas. Salazar said he's still undecided on Alito's nomination, but is concerned about a 1985 job application in which Alito said racial and ethnic quotas should not be allowed. That's the Denver Rocky Mountain News. And that's November 18th, 05. You know, these people at Focus on the Family, does it ever dawn on them that people like can change their minds? You know, we've talked about this on the air before. I've talked about it on the air before because it consistently amazes me that you have no, when it comes to political and social issues, you have no right to change your mind. You have no right to think about things and then develop another position, because if you do, then what ends up happening is you get smeared by your opponents. And you know what's really disingenuous about this ad? Is because they talk about an up and down vote for Judge Alito. I said this yesterday at the end of the show. How come Harriet Myers didn't get an up or down vote? What happened there? How come Focus on the Family has nothing to say about the fact that Harriet Myers never got an up or down vote, and that the right wing in this country just turned around and basically hatcheted her to death, and she lost her shot at the nomination, regardless of whether you thought she was qualified or not? You know what? You talk about flip-flop. This is a consistent position. If you believe the judges should have an up or down vote, and I believe in the Senate's right of the filibuster, and Robert Byrd, who is like in his 80s, what is he, 83, 84? Could be close to 89 years old. Said that the filibuster has always been a tradition in the Senate, and that he would fight for that tradition. And I believe in the right to filibuster on both parties. And I've said it before here that, you know what, they blow, you know, Frist, if he keeps his promise and the Republicans keep their promise, and they blow up the filibuster, you know what's going to end up happening? Someday they're going to be in the minority. Someday they're going to be in the minority, and what's going to happen is they're going to want that filibuster. And not necessarily on judicial nominees. It could be like on a lot of things. I mean, Russell Feingold is threatening to filibuster on the Patriot Act. And you know what? They're not going to get that filibuster. And whose fault's that going to be? Well, it's going to be their fault. So come on, Focus on the Family. You know, don't run these ads about Ken Salazar flip-flopping. And you know something? I have my questions about Salazar. I'm sure we all do. But people can change their minds. And the ultimate flip-flop is saying that Judge Alito, little Nino, deserves an up or down vote. And then the fact is that the right wing in this country never gave Harriet Myers an up or down vote. Now, how do they square that? Wouldn't you love to sit down with James Dobson, who got a call from Karl Rove about Supreme Court nominees? Wouldn't you like to sit down with those people and say to them, you know, you talk about flip-flop, you're attacking Ken Salazar, you're doing it in print. All right. What about Harriet Myers? How come there was no up or down vote? How do you explain that? Well, I don't know. What do you think their explanation would be? I'd like to see that. I'd like to see what their explanation would be to this, about this idea that Salazar flip-flops. And flip-flopping, once again, it's just a matter of changing your mind. Speaking, and I've been getting a lot of email. People say that I'm attacking Christianity. And you know what? Anything could be further from the truth. I'm not attacking Christianity. I'm only attacking a segment of it. The segment I'm attacking is the ultra-right-wing Christian groups, like Focus on the Family, who have so much time on their hands that they're interested in what's going on in your family. Why don't they get out and do the business of saving souls, which is what they're supposed to be doing, and stop messing around in politics? Well, Pat Robertson is at it again. And we'll talk a little bit later with Jameson Fosier about this from Media Matters for America. On December the 7th, on the December 7th edition of the Christian Broadcasting Network 700 Club, host Pat Robertson, founder of the Christian Coalition of America, said Democratic criticism of the Iraq War amounts to treason, and that carping criticism just doesn't cut it. Here's what Pat Robertson said. You know, do you feel you're guilty of treason? If you think we made the wrong move into going into Iraq, if you think we made the wrong move and you want some kind of withdrawal, some kind of exit strategy, which I don't think is too much to ask, whether you believe in the MRTHA plan of redeployment of troops over 6 months, whatever the case is, whether you want to get out immediately, whatever the story is, do you consider yourself to be less patriotic? Do you consider yourself to be less of an American because you feel that way? And you know, what ends up happening is those of us on the left, we continue to let the right wing get away with this crap. And I've mentioned this book, Age of Anxiety, about McCarthyism to Terrorism by Haynes Johnson. Hopefully we're going to have Haynes Johnson on. I'm telling you, this is a book you ought to read, and it's a book that you should get. It's a done deal. We're going to have him on. We're going to have him on next Tuesday. And it's going to be a very difficult interview because the book is very, very long. It's like 500 and some odd pages, and it covers the whole McCarthy era. But let me tell you, this stuff that Pat Robertson does, it smacks back to the McCarthy era. It's a smear. And it's a way to control dissent in this country by telling you and telling me that we are not patriotic because we oppose this country's foreign policy, and that we think that was a stupid blunder to get involved in Iraq, that instead of stabilizing the region, what we've ended up doing is we've ended up destabilizing it. And so what will end up happening is Pat Robertson will make this comment to all those people who watch the 700 Club, and he's got a lot of viewers. God knows why people watch this idiot. And you know something? What will end up happening is nobody will stand up. Nobody will say, look, that's absolutely not true. And don't question or challenge my patriotism or our challenge or challenge our patriotism. Because you know what? We're just as patriotic as you are. We want security in this country. We want a military that will be able to protect us without wasting money. We're interested in this stuff just like everybody else. And here's what Robertson said. We've won the war already, and for the Democrats to say we can't win it, what kind of statement is that? Okay, do you have any proof that we've won the war? Is there any proof out there that we've done this? I mean, what does this guy smoke? And furthermore, one of the fundamental principles we have in America is that the president is commander-in-chief of the armed forces, and attempts to undermine the commander-in-chief during a time of war amounts to treason. I know we have an opportunity to express our points of view, but there is a time when we're engaged in combat situations that carping criticism against the commander-in-chief just doesn't cut it. And I think that, yes, we have freedom of speech, of course we do, but this has gone over the top, and I think Republicans are, well, they've taken advantage. Do you buy that? Like, what, is the commander-in-chief God? I mean, it sounds almost fascist. And so these are the kind of Christians I'm talking about. 303-713-7600. I got three lines open if you want to comment about this or anything else I've talked about in the first 30 minutes. It's 6:30 at AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now from Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are seeing trouble on the north end of town. Top on I-25 have a wreck involving a motorcycle that's sitting on the ramp to Thornton Parkway. Now, the highway will bunch up from there down to the turnpike, then things open again for your ride into downtown. I-70 looking pretty good as you make your way between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. Here are seeing the usual jams eastbound I-270 from I-76 over to York. And then we have a crash coming in now northbound E-470. That's right around I-70. And around town, things are starting to pick up now on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, and the turnpike exposed Denverbound right around Federal. Checking the forecast, going to be a pretty nice one today. Sunny skies with highs near 50. It's 31 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM.
Only at Albertsons, helping make your life easier.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Every holiday, to our dismay, we worry about our size. So this year, combine your shopping with some good aerobic exercise. You'll find 300 stores in our 16 blocks. What's more, you can dine and drink, then skate our rink, burn off that petit four. For gifts and food and play, you'll be shaping up to say, it's a merry Cherry Creek North holiday.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
8318.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
Business owners, if you want half off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half off computers, we can't help you. If you want half off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, a gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
You said James Dobson, and I really don't equate that with Christianity. I think he and Robertson and Falwell have just kind of gone over the line into politics. And I think they use their positions more for power than Christianity and Christian beliefs and Christian activities.
Well, there are a segment of ultra-right fundamentalist Christianity.
Well,
they don't represent, I don't think they represent the mainstream Christians in this country.
No. Did John Bolton call you up and consult with you about our international policies?
No.
He didn't call me either, but he had a session with James Dobson.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Did you vote for James Dobson?
No, I didn't vote for James Dobson at all.
I didn't know he was running for any position.
Yeah, me neither. And how about Karl Rove calling him up about Harriet Myers?
There you go. Why is this guy, you know, I don't understand.
Because they perceive that he wields a lot of power and that he's able to influence and turn out votes for Republicans. So basically, they'll go any place they have to go to suck up votes, and particularly they'll cater to what they consider to be their base, which is the ultra-right-wing evangelical Christian movement, I guess.
Well, gosh, that's not part of our system, our, you know, as defined in the Constitution, so I don't see this as being very patriotic. And as far as what Robertson said, you know, if we're all in a canoe and we're going down the rapids and Bush is, you know, leading us and we're about to go over a huge waterfall and the rest of us start saying, we've got to change course, and Pat Robertson's up there with him saying, oh, you unpatriotic fools, I don't see that as unpatriotic, and that's what's happening in Iraq. Our guys, our soldiers, are caught in a meat grinder or a shooting gallery, whichever, you know, metaphor you want to use, but they're caught in between all these militias and all these political factions. And whether or not these people ever get democracy is still in question. But I think it's pretty clear we're not helping at all.
Well, how about this? How about what happens if they don't want democracy? And, you know, George W. Bush makes this absurd statement yesterday in Philadelphia that their struggle to freedom and that their struggle, I'm paraphrasing him, their struggle to get a constitution is similar to our struggle and what we went through. Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, and he's already tried to make this seem like World War II a couple of times, you know.
I mean, this guy is so out of it. I mean, how is what's going on in Iraq similar to what went on in American history?
Well, all the people around him just feed his narcissism, and you know they want him to believe that he's like FDR and you know King Arthur combined, I guess, and he eats it up. But it's just blatantly false. I mean, we invaded when we didn't need to at all.
That's right.
And we had plenty of opportunity to take a look around before we went in there. I mean, we could have let the inspectors be. You know, what if the inspectors were in there for like 20 more years? Wouldn't that be better than, he says 30,000 Iraqis dead. I think it's more than that.
Well, Iraqi body count says about a little over 30,000.
Well, and I think there's estimates from other institutions that are higher, but also 21, almost 2,200 American soldiers. Would you rather, you know, I'd leave those inspectors in there for a century if need be.
Well,
let them run around, and we never have to invade. We wouldn't have to be paying how much, $1 billion a week. And
I totally agree with you. And for him to make the comparison of our history to the Iraqi history is absolutely ludicrous. Because you know something, we were in a colonial situation. The Iraqis were not in a colonial situation. Thanks, I appreciate it, Ed. Thanks for the call.
Take care.
Have a good morning.
Bye bye.
303-713-7600. We were not in a colonial situation. Where does this guy get off with this comparison? Let's go to Lou in Fort Collins. Lou, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hi, Ed.
No, it's Jay, not Ed.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll think about that. Hi, Jay. I'm sorry. I'm not a first-time caller.
Oh, that's all right.
It's pretty nervous about that.
Don't be nervous. You're fine.
Since when does Pat Robertson, the draft dodger, get off calling other people non-patriots and treasonous? And I resent this very much. I'm very much against this war. My husband is a veteran of Vietnam. My daughter is a veteran of this war. My son-in-law is over there right now. My other daughter's boyfriend is also a veteran of this war. My husband is retired military, and we're completely against this. And when Pat Robertson can match up with me for people in your family in military service, then we'll talk about patriotism and treasonous activity and stuff like that. I'm amazed that he gets off, you know, draft dodger that he is.
Well, he gets off because nobody stands up and challenges him. And he, along with the rest of the conservatives, not the old-line conservatives, but he and the rest of the neocons, and to some degree, yeah, too, the old-line conservatives, they've been pulling this McCarthyite tactic of smearing people for so long, it's become second nature to them. And what ends up happening is nobody stands up and says, wait a minute, Robertson, you know, you want to talk about patriotism? Okay, let's have a debate about patriotism. Let's get into it and have a debate about patriotism. He won't have that debate. I mean, he sits on the 700 Club, and he just won't have that debate.
Well, my big shame about Vietnam personally is that I didn't oppose the war more publicly and more vehemently at the time, and that I did sit back and trust my president. And that's my big shame about that war, and I pretty much refuse to do it about this war. And, you know, to call me not a patriot and guilty of treasonous activity, to call my husband, retired military veteran, he has an air medal with all kinds of Oakley clusters and other medals from that war, and to call him treasonous and not a patriot? No, sorry, this ain't washing.
I agree. Lou, thank you, and thank your family for their service.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Patrick and Parker. Patrick, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
All right, I'm hanging in here.
Hey, the lady, or the caller before this lady here, had noted that the Iraqi history fighting for their democracy was kind of like America fighting for their democracy. I could actually see how Bush's statement was almost true there, as in the Americans fought out and occupying occupier basically fought out the British. I just see the Iraqis fighting out America as an occupying country.
Yeah, but the problem with that is that we were not an occupied country by the British. We were a British colony.
That's
and
true.
The British, you know, had come over here. The people had come over here from Britain, ostensibly. That's not the right word. If you look back, they came here to escape religious persecution, and then they were a functioning colony, and then they got upset over the fact that the British kept trying to raised taxes, and then they had the Boston Tea Party, and all of that stuff went on. Iraq was a separate country, and while Saddam Hussein was not a great guy, and I think all of us will testify to that, but there's a lot of not great people in the world. We just went in there. I mean, we just decided one day that what we're going to do is we're going to reshape the region. And when I say we, I'm not talking about you and I. I'm talking about the leadership of this country under George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, Douglas Feith, Paul Wolfowitz. And we decided we're going to go in there, and what we're going to do is we're going to alter their form of government. We're going to overthrow, their leader, and we're going to take charge of what's going on there. And I'm not so sure the Iraqis, really want the kind of Jeffersonian democracy that we have. I think what they want is they want something that's akin to a religious state.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that, and I understand that it wasn't a colony, or we were absolutely a colony situation, how we left Britain for religious prosecution. However, I'm just kind of concerned that in our occupation of Iraq, how are they being persecuted for their religious beliefs, and how are we going to set up a Jeffersonian democracy in Iraq when true, they basically don't want it and are trying to push us out?
I don't know. You know what? If we're not careful, what's going to end up happening is we're going to have a Shiite majority that is aligned with Iran. We're going to have that, and we're going to have Sunnis who are going to be consistently unhappy. There's going to be consistent violence going on there. And one of the questions, I'd like to ask people, and I'll ask it later in the morning if I get time, is if they think that these elections coming up are absolutely going to change anything. I mean, even Bush said yesterday, well, there's going to be violence after the elections. I mean, are the elections absolutely going to stop the violence and change anything? Because I like to remind people that, you know what? We put in a government in Saigon that, couldn't stand up, couldn't hold.
That's right.
I mean, it's the same thing. Hey, Patrick, thanks.
All right, Jay, we'll talk to you later.
Appreciate the call. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, let's go to, we got to take a break, don't we? Okay, 6:45, it's 50 minutes in front of 7, AM 7.
He's making a list and checking it twice. And Freedom Harley-Davidson could be delivering your ultimate present this Christmas. On Christmas Eve, Freedom Harley-Davidson on West Colfax is giving away a new 2005 Sportster. But you must get registered this Thursday between 6 and 8 p.m. No purchase necessary. Just stop by for free food and beverages this Thursday and drop your name in the drawing. You could get exactly what you want for Christmas, a new Harley from Freedom Harley-Davidson. For more info, click on the Freedom Harley-Davidson logo on your screen right now. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride.
The world has been good to Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments, we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Every holiday, to our dismay, we worry about our size. So this year, combine your shopping with some good aerobic exercise. You'll find 300 stores in our 16 blocks. What's more, you can dine and drink, then skate our rink, burn off that petit four. For gifts and food and play, you'll be shaping up to say, It's a merry Cherry Creek North holiday.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to laptopcoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
49. 11 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. High today, 48. We're having a debate here. J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're having a debate here behind the scenes on what's the best Christmas movie ever. I say It's a Wonderful Life. And what do you say, producer John Turk? What do you think it is?
I say It's a Christmas Story.
Yeah, It's a Wonderful Life. And then we were also wondering, does anybody know, in like the 10 minutes we have left, can anybody name this? What that movie was where you got to prove that Santa Claus is real, and it centers around Macy's in New York with the little girl? Because we can't remember the title of that movie either. 303-713-7600.
We're a couple of Scrooges here, aren't we, Jay?
Well, I just can't remember. I can't remember the name of it, but neither can you. And you're half my age. What excuse do you have for not being able to remember? Somebody will call up and tell us what the movie is, though. I know they will. Let's go to Dan in Niwot. Dan, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hey, thanks, Jay. I think it was called Miracle on 34th Street or
yes.
Something like that.
Yes, you got it, man. It is Miracle on 34th Street. Thank you. How did you know that?
Grew up watching a lot of Christmas movies with my folks, so.
Yeah, you know, so did I. I mean, I watched them on TV, I mean, as we all did.
Yeah.
But, man, neither one of us in here could remember that. Okay, it's Miracle on 34th Street. Good for you.
Thanks. And probably the best Christmas movie I've seen is the one with Heat Miser and Snow Miser. My kids love that show.
They think that's really cool. But do you ever show them, like, the old ones, too?
No, they're too young, so.
Oh, you mean, wait a minute, you don't show them, like, It's a Wonderful Life and all that kind of stuff? How old are they?
Oh, they're young. They're 4 and 2, so.
Oh, that's probably too young, right?
Absolutely.
But are you going to show them those Christmas classics when they get older?
Sure, why not?
Oh, you're cool, man. Sit around the Christmas tree and watch that stuff. All right.
I know that's not
what's on your mind, but thank you for the information. Okay, go ahead.
No problem. Just want to know if you saw the latest poll out of Iraq. Over 70% of the people polled say their life is better and has not been better since the fall of Saddam Hussein. Over 70% say their life is now better than it ever has been before.
Yeah, I thought it was closer to like 80%. But
okay.
But the thing that got me is, number one, the poll was only like 1,000, 1,500 adults. And then right. The other thing is, I don't know whether they went into the Sunni areas and asked that question or not. You know, if you're a Shiite in that country, and particularly if you live in a Shiite community, and the New York Times pointed this out a couple of Sundays ago, about 3 Sundays ago maybe, if you live in a Shiite conclave, even though the infrastructure is not what it should be, your life is a lot better. If you're a Sunni, you don't have the same feelings. And what's beginning to happen in Iraq, which is bad news, and I don't know how to counter this, I don't think the administration knows how to stop this, is that because Saddam Hussein kept a lid on the population and on these tribal and sectarian problems, and I've talked about this in the air before, the Sunnis and the Shiites used to live together. They lived next door to each other. But now, because things have come unraveled, and because there's these revenge killings going on, what's ended up happening is people who have lived in an area for, say, 30 years, are now, and they're Shiite, have now had to move out of the Sunni areas and have gone to the only Shiite areas. And I guess what I'm trying to say to you is, yeah, I think their life would be better because, you know, there's no dictator around. But on the other hand, you know, if you're a Sunni, it's a really rough road to go because you're not going to be in the majority. There's no way that that's going to happen. You're not going to have majority control. And we don't know, you know, how much the Sunni vote is going to turn out. I mean, it's going to be better than the last election. But if you're a Sunni, life there's not going to be what it is. And then the final thing is that we had all this talk by the administration about a Jeffersonian democracy. And you know something? I don't think that's what they want. I think what they want is a, you know, is a fundamentalist Muslim state. And if you look at most of the people that are running, with the exception of people like Shalabi and others, of course, Shalabi, you know, is corrupt, but the others that are running, most of them are running out of religious parties. And I think it's a wrong assumption on our part to assume that they're going to ape or be like us.
I'm not sure. That's a good point. However, I don't know if you saw the interview with one of the candidates. He went into the, I don't remember if he was Sunni or Shia, but he went into the a place usually where he would be beheaded for his beliefs, but he was campaigning in the other tribe's territory. And that's pretty remarkable. That never happened before.
Well, look what happened to Alawi. He got chased out of a mosque with people throwing shoes at him.
Well, I don't know. I just think the taste of freedom and desire to have freedom is going to probably win over so many people. It's going to really shape that country into something that is going to be remarkable. And we may not see it for the next 30 years, but I think it's going to work out for the better. And I'm kind of glad that it's taking form now. But I know you got other opinions.
Well, no, I just think you're being overly optimistic. What I predict will happen is...
Why not be optimistic?
Well, you know, because what I predict will happen is, and it's a bad thing, is that what will happen is that the Shiites will win the majority, that they will then begin to, in some form or another, and they're already starting to do it now, take care of business against the Sunnis. And the other thing is, they'll become closely aligned with Iran. So by this political blunder of going in there, what's ended up happening is you're going to give Iran more influence than they had before, and that parts of Iraq will end up being like an extension of Iran. And I don't think, you know, you look at Iran and look at how radical that government is, and look at their president who about 2 weeks ago made the statement that Israel should be relocated to Europe. Did you hear him say that? Is that the kind of person that you want influencing another country?
Well, he also said the Holocaust never happened.
Well, he also said that Israel should be wiped off the face of the planet.
I mean, these
guys are out of their minds. And there's a lot of these religious parties that openly admit that they're influenced by the Iranians. My point is that Saddam Hussein was not a good guy. Nobody says he was a good guy. There's a lot of guys on this planet that are not good. There's a lot of governments on this planet that are not good. On one hand, you know, we think that Sodom's a bad guy, that there should be democracy, freedom, and liberty there. The administration has shifted its rationale for the war about 30 or 40 times, and they've now settled on this. But then we turn around, and we go to the Saudis, and we say, oh, you know what? You're great people. We go to the Egyptians, and we say, you know something? You're pretty cool. We go to the Jordanians, and we say to them, you know what, we really like you, and the Jordanians are close to us. Well, look at the forms of government in all those countries. So we would love the forms of government in those countries to change, but we're not going to really do anything about it because there's too much oil there. You know, 70% of the oil is concentrated right there.
Well, I think that's why we wanted to drill in Alaska, but that was squashed.
But drilling in Alaska is not going to fulfill, you know, our domestic need for oil. There's not enough oil up there to be able to cover that. That's a dream.
Well, it's got a lot of oil.
It doesn't have enough oil to cover it. Even in an optimistic...
Right.
Even an optimistic prediction, it doesn't have enough oil to cover. And the idea is we shouldn't be burning more oil. The idea is we should be figuring out a way to have some degree of energy conservation, because if we did, then we wouldn't be in these situations in the Middle East, and we wouldn't have all these other problems.
We spent too much money on gas. But I think the Iran... problem that you talk about, I think that's your next biggest, not your next biggest problem, the next world's biggest problem, I think it's going to be Iran and Israel. I think they're going to go at it, and then we're going to have a dilemma. Do we defend Israel? Because they're going to have to fly over Iraq, like I think you pointed out earlier.
I don't think the Israelis need our help. I think that they can
manage it
perfectly on their own.
They have to go over Iraq to get to Iran, and who controls Iraq right now is the U.S.
Well, they say, allegedly, that the Israelis have the capability with nuclear weapons and other weapons to be able to reach them. I don't know if that's true or not, but the fact is that what we're going to end up there is we're not going to get what this administration promised. And you know something? This administration, everything this administration has promised, has not turned out to be true. We don't get gasoline at cheap prices out of this. The oil has not paid for the war. I mean, I could go on and on about it. I mean, all of the lies we've been told.
They did say you can't say everything they said was a lie.
Well, what did they say that wasn't a lie?
Well, he said that they're going to have free elections, and that's happened. That was the big thing.
Oh,
well,
all right. So
everyone said that was impossible.
So they're going to have free elections. Balance that against all the other things that they've said that haven't come true. And mainly,
the main thing about this whole war was to create a democracy.
That's absolutely wrong. You see, you've fallen into that trap that the administration has rationalized. You have. The main reason we were going to go there was for WMDs. Thanks for the call.
Also
because Iraq was supposedly, quote-unquote, aligned with 9/11. Didn't happen, did it? All right, more coming up here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
From AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Steve Futterman, live near San Quentin Prison. Demonstrators last night outside of San Quentin as convicted killer Stan Tukey Williams was put to death by lethal injection. There were some problems trying to put the IVs in Williams' vein, Warden Steve Arnowski.
He was trying to help them find a vein that would work for him. He gave some suggestions. He did seem frustrated that it didn't go as quickly as he thought it might.
Finally, a vein was found and the execution took place. Los Angeles County Sheriff Lee Baca says Williams' case was properly reviewed by the courts.
I think that we in California have the most stringent review process for any death penalty cases, and that process has gone on now for 24 years.
Williams did not make any final statement. He refused a last meal. Instead, he drank milk. I'm Steve Futterman, live near San Quentin Prison. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Sedapenny.
A group known for patrolling the Mexican border is turning its attention elsewhere. Live to CBS's Peter King.
Frank, there is no international border in Herndon, Virginia, but the Minutemen apparently have a chapter there looking for illegal immigrants. Its founder says the group has discovered at least 16 unlicensed contractors who hire illegals outside a local 7-Eleven. The Washington Times quotes him as saying Herndon Minutemen have helped cut the number of illegal aliens by a third by photographing, taping, tailing, and researching contractors who hire them, then reporting them to the government.
A lot of students at Lehigh University spent last week cramming for finals, but police say that sophomore class president Greg Hogan was busy holding up a Bethlehem, Pennsylvania bank. Fellow student Steve Justi doesn't get it.
It's hard to believe that someone, you know, a student of that caliber, someone who has so much going for him, would do such a thing.
In Hollywood, Oscar season begins today with the announcement within the past hour of this year's Golden Globe nominees, regarded as a weather vane for the Academy Awards in March.
Best Motion Picture Drama, Brokeback Mountain.
And the gay cowboy love story Brokeback Mountain leads the list of contenders with 7 nominations, including Best Actor for Heath Ledger. The winners will be announced on NBC January 16th. Another top Hollywood star is in rehab.
I'm aiming at you right now. Can you feel it, Stu?
Did you call me Stu? Who is this?
Someone who...
His press agent says phone booth star Colin Farrell is being treated for exhaustion and an addiction to prescription drugs. The evidence isn't conclusive, but Swedish researchers who track more than 60,000 women found that those who drank 2 or more cups of tea a day were 46% less likely to develop ovarian cancer than non-tea drinkers. The job market should start 2006 on a strong note. A quarter of the companies surveyed by Manpower Incorporated said they expect to step up hiring over the first 3 months of the new year. Only 10% plan to cut back. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up a fraction of a point. This is CBS News.
Sir, what is your name?
Dave.
Well, Dave, you're scaring the other passengers. I have to ask you to remove the ski mask.
I have to filter out the bad air. Some of those people look terrible.
Sir, the ski mask.
Okay. How do you stay healthy breathing airplane air?
I take Emergen-C every day. The powder in the little packets loaded with vitamin C, B vitamins, and essential minerals. Just mix it in your water.
It's fizzing.
That's Emergen-C. It gives your immune system a boost.
I gotta get Emergen-C. Until then, could you just drop my oxygen mask?
Emergen-C for life. Find it in the vitamin C section.
Waiting for that warm holiday feeling? Try bundling up at CompUSA. Right now, get a Toshiba Satellite Notebook featuring an Intel Celeron M Processor 360 for under $400. Then get a D-Link wireless networking card for free. Bundle up and save at CompUSA. We got it. We get it. Offers valid when you sign up for 12 months of AOL service on a new account in-store and after mail-in rebates. Early termination fees and other restrictions apply. Quantities limited. Pricing may vary in Connecticut. See store for details.
Brought to you by Men's Warehouse.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
All right. Well, we are seeing some issues for the driver coming out of the north end of town. South on I-25. Seeing some pretty hefty jams from 112. That's because of this crash off to the shoulder just past Thornton Parkway. Then we have another one at the end of the on-ramp there. So once you get by that, stays heavy. Free ride into downtown and through T-Rex. Up on 225, now looking at brake lights from Parker Road into the Tech Center. And we have a head-on collision on 6th Avenue and Highway 6. That's going to slow you down just a bit. Also have another accident working on the toll road northbound E-470. That's at I-70. That one in the clearing stages. And around town, busy ride now on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal and Highway 93. The turnpike slows eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. Now onto the forecast. Going to be a pretty nice day. Highs in the mid-40s, close to 50. With sunny skies, and right now we're at 33 degrees. I'm Bailey.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a 500,000 others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-1195 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, a gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Randy Rhoads, 48, the best.
Because then again, everything right is on the left.
Oh, I listen to Jay a lot.
I love Ed.
Al's great.
Randy Rhoads.
Oh, Al.
Tales and licensing.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. The high today, 48. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here with you. Good to have you along. A couple of things before we get into this hour. You know, there's always a radio show going on the side here. The one you don't hear, which is going on between the spot breaks, as they call them, and the news. So let me tell you what kind of moral fiber we have on this program. We're sitting here discussing Goodfellas and mob movies, Turk and I. We're thinking about getting together and having a mob movie Saturday night where we'll watch nothing but mob movies back to back. Oh, God almighty, are we, like, out there. You know, the other thing is the Tukey Williams story, which is all over the news this morning, and we got steered into a biblical debate yesterday in which my wife, Mary, who grew up in the Church of Christ household, and I can almost, you know, I could put her on here as the show's religion. You should say to the callers, when they start fooling with the Old Testament, you should say to them, but you disregarded that a long time ago and you moved to the New Testament. All right. But what I want to say about Tukey Williams is, and I thought about this last night, it is so hard. It is really difficult to try to wage an argument against the death penalty because the death penalty is so simple. Execute them. Kill them. And it's really hard to do. And if I've really ever had a bad show on this radio station, yesterday has to take the cake. That was rough. And I just feel in my heart, I just feel that the death penalty is wrong. All right. Let's move on. I don't know what to make of this, and you know what? You can call up and comment on it at 303-713-7600. You know that Friday, we talked about Gary Barnett being dismissed from CU and about the fact that he walked away with a $3 million payout. And we got our share of Barnett supporters, and I got a couple emails from people who said, take a deep breath, Jay, take a deep seat, lay off. And they gave all kinds of rationales for Gary Barnett. Well, if you look at both the Denver Post this morning and the Rocky Mountain News, and let me quote from the Rocky Mountain News, Barnett grid camp records in disarray. No smoking gun, but a lot of smoke, president says. And let me quote a little bit from this. Financial records for Gary Barnett's summer football camps were in such a disarray that nobody could account for the hundreds of thousands of dollars in income and expenses, according to a blistering state audit of the University of Colorado's athletic department made public yesterday. The audit also uncovered two NCAA violations and numerous financial problems. They included roughly $6,000 in checks written from football camps with no records showing what the money was used for, and a bevy of purchases that violated state spending rules, such as money spent to fly five babysitters to a bowl game to care for children of CU employees, and cribs once they got there. The audit made public just 5 weeks after a similar review slammed CU's fundraising foundation sparked sharp words from several legislators. CU's president Hank Brown acknowledged the university's failings. Do we have a smoking gun? Brown asked. Well, no, but there's a lot of smoke there. Brown also vowed to adopt all 15 recommendations contained in the audit and ticked off a list of reforms that he has already instituted amid the cleaning up of CU's financial management problems. What do you make of this? And I'll tell you, there's an editorial in the Rocky Mountain News that says that had this stuff come to light before referendum C and D, referendum C might have lost. Now, do you agree with that? Do you agree with the idea that if this had come before referendum C, that referendum C would have lost? Let me quote a little bit from the Rocky Mountain News editorial. In the first happy coincidence regarding CU's financial mismanagement, an audit is issued in mid-November, blasted by the CU Foundation, but it came after voters approved Referendum C, which was at least partially designed to bail out higher education. We can only imagine the effect on the voters had both audits been issued in October. You know, the questions I got to ask are, would it have affected you, your vote on C? Because C won and D went down. And the other thing is, are there people out there who still, and you may be one of them, believe that Gary Barnett should have got the $3 million? I don't even know what else to make of this. What do you say when this comes out, when an audit comes out, and it shows all the sloppy, financial dealings going on here, and the guy who's responsible is gone? Should they blot the entire athletic department? Maybe that would be an answer. I don't know, because those people, as far as I know, weren't involved. What do you know, this is a wake-up call, and Hank Brown says that they're going to change things. But, man, that's an awful lot of stuff going on. Including, listen to this. The purchase of $30,000 in gift certificates by Barnett from a clothing store owned by Regent Jerry Rutledge. How do you get $30,000 in gift certificates? What the hell? You know what? I couldn't even go to Men's Warehouse and spend $30,000 worth. Well, probably one of the reasons is there's nothing over there that would fit me. But I mean, how would you spend $30,000? You see, this stuff all blows my mind. I can't wrap my arms around any of this. As I said last week, as I said on Friday, number one, how these athletes make this kind of money. Number two, how they pay coaches this kind of money. Number three, when you blow money, how do you blow $30,000 in gift certificates at a clothing store? What's that all about? Or is, other problems the CU has, like the liberal use of cell phones. And, of course, there's a conflict of interest in the $30,000 because Jerry Rutledge is a regent. That's unbelievable to me. I don't know of anybody who's got $30,000 to blow on clothes. I don't even wish to have $30,000 to blow on clothes. And this 70-some-odd page report has just a lot of information in it. And Diane Carman's got a good column today in the Denver Post. Audit adds to CU's shame. Gary Barnett, Dick Tharp, and the usual suspects were gone. Off managing their investment portfolios, I presume. So on Monday, it was left to the University of Colorado interim president Hank Brown and CU Boulder Chancellor Phil DeStefano. DeStefano, am I saying his name right? DeStefano, I'm sorry. DeStefano to try to explain to the Legislative Audit Committee why the operations of the athletic department looked more like the ledgers of Tony Soprano's butcher shop than those of the Division of State Government. The 70-page audit report revealed a complete collapse of the system's basic accounting, contract compliances, personal management, and common sense in the athletic department, at least wherever the football program was involved. The failures range from ordinary staff members who were out buying women's fleece jackets, briefcases, video games, and other bling for the bowl game gifts, to the 25 athletic department employees who got free cars from local dealers and mostly couldn't be bothered with buying the required insurance to cover other family members who drove them. All right, phones are open here, 303-713-7600. You want to confront this mess at CU? I'm not sure what to say about this other than it's, I have a hard time getting my arms around it. Cars, coats, $30,000 spent at a clothing store, babysitters, cribs, a ledger that nobody can make sense out of, and the idea that the Rocky Mountain News puts in their editorial that had this come out before Referendum C, many of us wouldn't have voted for it. I still would have voted for Referendum C, but I don't know if you would have voted for Referendum C. And there's much more to this story. I mean, there's more than I have time to get into. Like in 2002, nine assistant coaches or staffers received $1,000 gift certificates to a men's clothing store. And that's the Jerry Rutledge story. So $30,000. I mean, how many employees is that? 30 employees got one of those? Everybody got $1,000? I don't know. Maybe people have different standards, but I don't even see spending $1,000 on clothes. Of course, you know, I don't hardly dress up most of the time, so I don't know what that's about. I wouldn't know what that's about. Coaches outside income from 2001 to 2004, five full-time assistants or graduate assistants did not report earnings from Barnett's summer camp. Isn't that against the law to do that? You have to report your outside earnings? All right, 303-713-7600. I've got three lines open. If you want to get further into the CU controversy, I don't have, you know, any real pointed questions to ask you about this. It's your chance to comment on it. Other than, would you have changed your vote on Referendum C had you known that this stuff was going on? Because, of course, part of Referendum C was to bail out higher education. That's number one. And then number two, are you more angry now about Barnett and $3 million buyout? 303-713-7600, three lines open, 717, 17 minutes after 7, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-1195 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320.
That's 800-220-1320.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Boy, what happened to the Christmas music? This doesn't sound like Christmas music to me. What's the problem here? 7:21, 21 minutes after 7. High today, 48. Partly sunny today, so it's not going to be that bad of a day. All right, 303-713-7600. I got three open lines. Maybe I'll just sit here until you call. We're talking about the Barnett Grid Camp records being in disarray. If you look at the Rocky Mountain News and also the Denver Post, has got a headline in here about Barnett. And you know what? Here's the other. And I ask whether if you knew about this before you voted for Referendum C, as the Rocky Mountain News editorial page suggests, that maybe you would change your vote if you knew there was this kind of waste going on. The other thing is, who do you blame this on? Do you blame it solely on Gary Barnett? Or do you blame this on other people involved? Do you blame it on the regents? You know, here's something else, too. I mean, I'm throwing out all kinds of possibilities here. Maybe somebody can call up and justify it. Maybe you're a CU alumni and you can tell me this. Why the hell does any school have to have a football program? What is the point behind that? Particularly if all this big money is paid. What's the idea behind having a football team? Now, I've said it before, I don't get it, what the draw to sports is. But what is the idea? Or maybe the football team and the athletics should be separated from the rest of the school, so that it's a separate self-financed entity with heavy oversight. How about that idea? And that it wouldn't be connected to the school.
Jay, I'll interject here real quick. Gordon Gee, who is the former president of the University of Colorado, who left and went to Vanderbilt and kind of set up a new program for their athletics, as where it's kind of more overseen by the administration offices, and there's really not a whole lot of corruption. If you look what's going on with the Vanderbilt sports program, I think that may be a trend that you see a lot of these schools going to, is where they're more heavily under the eye of the administration officials.
Congratulations to us. We've become the Irvin Joe Show. All right, two lines open at 303-713-7600, and let's talk about the Barnett audit and the questions I've asked. And maybe if you're a CU alumni, you can discuss this whole idea of having to have a football program to begin with. There are a lot of colleges, a lot of universities that don't have them. Do they bring money into the university? Is that the idea behind them? That's the idea, right? They bring in big money from the NCAA, from being broadcast on television and radio. But what good does any of that do if the people running the department, or in this case Barnett and the people under him, if they're squandering the money? Wasting it. Giving everybody like $1,000 gift certificates. Or spouses and kids getting all kinds of goodies. And paid for babysitters. Let's go to Linda in Denver. Linda, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Linda.
I just want to know, how in the world did they not do this audit before they let this guy walk away with $3 million?
I mean, you know what? I don't know. Maybe they did it because as Mike Litwin in the Rocky Mountain News says, I mean, this way he doesn't have to face the embarrassment of the audit. I don't know. I don't know why they got rid of him before the audit. Yeah, I would have made him stand up and answer to this.
You have to get your ducks in a row before you fire them, and had they found out this guy was $385,000 in the hole, maybe they wouldn't have given him $3 million to walk away. Maybe they'd have made him pay it back, or at least had some kind of inquiry over it. But that's sloppy, very sloppy.
Yeah, it is. Hey, listen, did you vote for Referendum C?
I did.
Would this have made you change your mind?
No, I don't think one school is going to make a difference. There's a whole lot of other good schools out there that deserve money. You know, so I don't think that would have changed my mind at all. And you know, Jay, they have football teams because it's a huge moneymaker. Huge.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah, it is
That's
huge.
Why
you're
they
right.
Have them.
You're right.
It's huge.
Right. It brings in money.
It blows your mind out when you think about how much money they bring in from football.
Yeah, how much? I bet you they get like a gazillion bucks in TV contracts. These schools.
I'm sure they do. And look at the bigger schools like University of Michigan. I mean, they just bring in hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Mm.
Too bad they don't do it right, though.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
All right, Linda, have a good day. Drive safe.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, you got it. 303-713-7600, three lines open. If you read Diane Carman's column, too, she's got all kinds of things in here. State and local sales taxes were not paid on concession sales. They didn't even get the required vendor's licenses. Checks were made out to cash. Disbursements for miscellaneous costs were made without their receipts. And about $43,000 in payments were made to people who had no employment contracts whatsoever with the camps. I mean, how could they have gotten away with this? She says there also were no records from apparel sales, equipment rentals, and sponsorships. You know, you got this kind of stuff going on, and then you go out to you and I, and you say, listen, you know, we need money for education. We need money in this country for education. We need money in this state for education. And then you find out, like, people are throwing money around like this. You know, no wonder a lot of people are very, very cynical. Let's go to Greg. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay.
I guess a couple points to the defense of this whole thing is I understand this to be totally private. This is a Barnett private enterprise. Has nothing to do with state money. No state money goes to it. It's a football camp.
Right, that he owns out of his company, I believe.
Yeah, but that's, you know, this is nothing to do with state dollars. This is totally his gig. He's going to answer to the IRS ultimately for the accounting practices. And really, in fact, it's sad that CU's name is associated to it, but that's about the extent of the conversation with the Colorado State. Yeah, so that fact is that, you know, it's Referendum C really should have nothing to do with it because Referendum C was never contributing to this no matter what happened.
No, I'm just taking from the Rocky Mountain News about this, the Rocky Mountain News editorial.
Yeah,
I mean, it wouldn't have changed my vote on Referendum C. I would have voted for it regardless of all of this. But you know what? It is a mess. It's a terrible mess, and it does reflect back on CU, does it not?
Absolutely, but I think CU could spin this, and I think we need to, that they got rid of them. And $3 million, while it sounds expensive to the, you know, my mind and almost every else's mind, you need to know we were out there for $4 million when you consider the contract and the bonus. So that was a negotiated settlement where he could have got more. I'm not, and by the way, the numbers on the football team is they bring in $30 million a year, and they spend about $12 million. So what that means is $18 million right. goes to the other sports that exist, and the athletic department is self-sufficient.
And it also goes to the school in general, doesn't it?
A limited amount. I mean, in reality, is most of what they do is they spend it on themselves. So it's self-contained budget. So, you know, I guess I'm concerned that you're saying that Referendum C somehow it should have been questioned based on Barnett's private practice, which, again, had nothing to do with the state money, and also the fact that, you know, the football team is draining, while they're certainly draining our reputation, they're not draining our finances.
No, I didn't make the claim that they were draining finances. What I made the claim is that it ruins the reputation of the school. I don't even use the term our because I'm not involved with it. That it makes the school look bad.
I agree.
You know, that's number one. And then number two, with all of this sloppy mismanagement and all of these things going on, then you pay like a guy $3 million to get lost? I mean, I don't get that either.
Well, the reality, that was a buyout to get rid of him. The reality, we didn't get rid of him during the scandals because he would have got like $12 million.
Let me pick your brain here for a second. What happens if the school had known about this? What happens if they had stood up and said, you know what, we're not going to give you anything? What would he do? He'd take the school to court, right?
Absolutely. And you would have spent $10 million getting rid of him.
I don't know if it would have run that high.
Well, there's nothing in his contract to say that.
I don't know if it would have run that high. We lose him? Just like that, he's gone. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. And like I said, I just know what's in the newspapers here because I'm not a big sports fan. I don't follow sports. As I've said before, I said that on Friday. But it does. It's like throwing mud at the university. And I feel sorry for people who go there and also for... for CU alumni. All right, 7:30 at AM 760. Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are seeing a busy ride around town now loaded up on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 between Boulder and Golden. Now the Turnpike, a little sluggish eastbound from Federal over to Pecos, and still seeing a busy ride coming out of the north end of town, south on I-25, loaded up from 120th. A couple earlier problems near Thornton Parkway. The cause of those delays, those issues now out of the way, so things should break free pretty quickly. Now, still a slow ride into downtown and through T-Rex, up on 225, loaded up from Park Road into the Tech Center, and crews are still working this head-on collision on 6th Avenue and Highway 6. On to the forecast. Going to be pretty nice today. Mix of sun and clouds with highs close to 50. We're at 33 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760.
Oop. The Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Power tools.
Turn your computer into a radio. Listen live to AM.
Talk a little bit here about credibility. How do you get credibility, particularly if you're a car dealership? Because most car dealerships, well, most people don't give them a lot of credibility. I'll tell you how Rockies gets credibility. They get credibility by going to the wall for you, the customer, and making sure that you not only get the vehicle that you want, and not only that, but give you a good price, and on top of that, give a service that you just can't beat. Rockies got the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, and SUVs in Colorado. Man, they got a lot of good-looking SUVs, got a lot of good-looking cars, and if you need a pickup truck for business, they've got a ton of those, too. And they do have credibility. And the reason they have credibility is because after you're done going to Rockies, you'll walk away and you'll tell your friends about it. Say, hey, I went here and these people were great. I got a lot of bang for my buck. So if you got wheels, perhaps, on your Christmas list, Rockies is a place to go. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com, and you can scan the inventory there. Or go down there in person and say hello to them. Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m., to 8 p.m. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. And once again, they earn credibility by how they treat you, the customer. Rockies Autos. Don't forget, every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Happy holidays to the folks at Rockies, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just of any of this. And the Rocky, you know, don't confuse what I'm saying here. The Rocky Mountain News in an editorial this morning said that if people knew about this audit, that it would affect Referendum C. I didn't say that. So don't send me emails and call up here and say that I said it, because I didn't. I got it out of the Rocky Mountain News. You can go to the Rocky Mountain News editorial page. Read that excellent editorial about imperial diplomacy from Reed Sakari, and then skip over there and read the editorial page. Two lines open at 303, or the editorial, 303-713-7600. Let me go to Chuck in Denver. Chuck, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how you doing this morning, fella?
Chuck, how are you?
Hey, you know, I'm doing well. I'm sitting here, and I'm listening to this conversation being had, and certainly it's been something we've been listening to for, it seems like, months now. Just let me... Yeah, you know, with respect to the editorial in Iraqi today, I have not read it yet, but I understand how when elections come and go, those who didn't fare well, it's a tough thing to accept. This certainly should have nothing to do with, you know, with that referendum, C&D election. If you really know the facts, as the last caller, I think, pointed out accurately, it has absolutely nothing to do with it. But, for, you know, as a larger issue, in terms of why should there be football and really the meaning of it and really what's going on at the University of Colorado. Let me just share with you. I think, first of all, it provides an opportunity for many who otherwise would not have an opportunity to obtain an education at a university as prestigious as the University of Colorado, first of all. Second of all, from a fiscal perspective, I think your last caller accurately pointed out as well, that it does provide resources. Football does, unlike any other sport or any other, perhaps, department on campus.
Well, can I ask you a couple of questions here?
Sure.
When you talk about people, having a chance to get an education who otherwise wouldn't get an education, are you talking specifically there about athletes, about football players?
Well, I mean, we're talking about football, absolutely. I'm talking about, I didn't say would not get an education, but would not have an opportunity to get an education at a university as prestigious as the University of Colorado.
Okay, my question to you is, do they really get an education, or are these stories about football players doing nominally well in order to be able to play football, are those stories really true?
Well, hey, look, let's speak to the facts, because anecdotally we can throw all kind of stuff out there, and this is another point I wanted to make. The University of Colorado football team graduates 80% of its student-athletes. 80%. That far exceeds the graduation rate at the University of Colorado for incoming freshmen. And so, and that gets to the bigger picture in terms of an embarrassment to this university, to this state. it seems to me, do you remember young man Akarika Don, who was falsely accused of a sexual assault during this whole so-called scandal piece?
No, I was gone while that went on.
Okay, well, just quickly, he was exonerated, obviously, of all charges, of any claim that he was involved in anything. In the pursuit of clearing his name, he had to hire an attorney and profess to the world his innocence. He was proven to be innocent. He's a senior now at the University of Colorado, outstanding young student-athlete, going to graduate. You know, so many stories are like that, but we hear this, again, this anecdotal stuff about the football program and how it's embarrassing. If this state were to investigate how well or exactly what the football players are doing, it would be something that we would be proud of, not embarrassed by. And with respect to Coach Barnett and his coaching camps, you know, each coach come in, and every coach knows that coaching camps oftentimes are ways to supplement the assistant coaches' salaries because, you know, these guys do a lot of work. They work hard. They work a lot of hours. And particularly at the University of Colorado in the past have not been paid very much in terms of assistant coaches. So privately, they run these camps so that they can supplement, in many cases, their assistant coaches' salaries. Nothing criminal about that. Now, if there are accounting practices, I think, as the last caller accurately pointed out, that's something that the IRS should vet out. But to suggest that this puts a black eye on the state of Colorado or the University of Colorado, I think it's far overreaching, and it just totally ignores the facts. 80% graduation rate.
Well, then, if all of that's true, and I'm not saying that it's not, then what's the big deal? Who cares, then? Why is this such a big deal? Why is Hank Thompson I'm thinking of the country music singer, Hank Brown. Hank Thompson. Well, that came out of like a 17-year country music career slip. Hank Brown. What does he say? There's no smoking gun, but there's a lot of smoke. Why are they so? Like, it's like a hornet's nest, man. And why are they so like in a gigantic uproar about this?
Well, I don't think they are. I think what they're trying to do with respect to the University of Colorado is really trying to get back to zero, trying to get back to a place where people will say, okay, you guys move forward, and we'll watch you, we'll grade you on how you behave from this point forward, without having to or wanting to have to go back and continually defend what has taken place. All I'm saying is, look.
Well, yeah, but let me ask you once again, because I'm asking you so you fill this out for me. Then why, you know, if this has nothing to do with state money, if it has nothing to do with the football program at large, then why was Colorado State Senator Ron Tupo, why was he so upset? I mean, why are these people like in orbit over this thing, and you get like big, you know, headlines in like both newspapers, and in the Denver Post it makes like the first page?
Well, I think to some degree that's a rhetorical. It has to be to some degree a rhetorical question. I'm asking myself the same question. And again, Jay, this has been an ongoing saga with CU. I mean, it's as if the chapter can never be turned. But yet, I mean, at one point, a couple years ago, we were going to have a lineup of young student-athletes, football players, who were going to be accused or charged with sexual assault charges. Didn't happen. I mean, on and on and on. And so here we go again. And I'm like you. I want to know the answer to the question, why? Why would the headline read or suggest that the football program would give the state a black eye? Why would anyone suggest that, ignoring the facts? Why would anyone suggest that these young men who participate are not upstanding?
Well,
but
I don't think that, you know what, I don't think that's what they're saying, though. In all due respect, I don't think they're saying anything about the individual athletes that are playing football. I think last week's story and earlier stories in the Rocky Mountain News, where Barnett sends an email about a female player and says, what do I do about her sexual conquests? I mean, is pretty sexist and pretty sick. But what I'm talking about is, and nobody's talking about the football players. Nobody's saying anything about the athletes.
Well, I mean, that's the irony here. No, everyone claims not to be saying anything about the athletes, but it's the young athletes who are constantly trying to figure out why every time they turn around, it's them, it's their program that is being smeared. It's them who represent the program.
But I mean, can you deny the facts of what's going on there, that they had the recruiting scandal that went on, and then you got all of this stuff in the newspaper about the state finds poor money management. You know, if this were, let me finish. If this were a private deal, why the hell would the state care one way or the other? I mean, you all you do is you pick the phone up and you go, like, you drop a dime on Barnett and the people involved, and you call the IRS and you go, hey, man, there's unreported income here. There's all kinds of sloppy bookkeeping. There's all kinds of stuff that a regular business wouldn't be able to get away with. Come in here and investigate it. If you find anything wrong, then hold the people who are into it responsible.
I agree with that. And by the way, if inefficiencies in government or in private practices with are the end-all and be-all, then, you know, look, we didn't have to stop at the football program at the University of Colorado. But it's amazing to me how we just skim over. We just, almost without even thought, say that there was a recruiting scandal.
I'm just going by what I've read in the papers.
I understand.
And that's
what most people do. We just simply go by what we read in the papers.
All right, but yes or no? Was there a recruiting scandal, yes or no?
I've not yet seen the evidence of a recruiting scandal, Jay. And by the way,
all of the print media and everything else is that, you know, that they're making this up or they're lying?
No, all I'm saying is, look, all I want to do is, this has been going on for several years now. I want to see the evidence of a recruiting scandal. And if, in fact, there were recruiting scandals, there should be someone criminally charged with being the author or the arbiter of this scandal.
Right,
we should not continue this sort of smear campaign or continue to allow this cloud to hover over the University of Colorado or the state of Colorado.
Right, let me quote from the Rocky Mountain News here this morning.
Mm-hmm,
so you tell
mm-hmm.
me if you think they're lying. Because, you know, that's what it has to be. A smear is a lie, basically. I mean, we know that you can look at politics. We know that from the Republicans in the far right wing. Well, it's true, isn't it? You're not going to deny that, are you?
I'm listening, Jay.
You know what you want to say either way. That's great. Okay, I'll go on. You know, I won't go on the limb. I'll stand on firm ground and say that that's true.
Okay.
All right. It says the audit was undertaken in the wake of numerous questions raised about CU's recruiting practices and spending that grew out of the December 7, 2001 party held in an off-campus apartment. Three women later alleged that they were sexually assaulted either at the party or afterwards by football players and recruits. The women sued in federal courts. I mean, you know, is the Rocky Mountain News, are they making, like, all of this up?
Oh, no, that was actually, that claim was made, Jay, and all I'm saying is, so what do we do with that? Do we assume that those young men who've never been charged with anything are guilty?
No, I don't think you can make that assumption, but
okay.
I think what I'm asking you is either there was a recruiting scandal there.
Wait a minute. Does that constitute a recruiting scandal? Honestly, in fact, the football player did not host the party. The young ladies. I don't want to get back. I don't want to rehash that. What I'm saying is, if that's what constitutes a recruiting scandal, the fact that young men were at a party, then my goodness, a scandal is it's a low bar to make a scandal a scandal. I mean,
All right, before I go here, let me just lay one thing on you and get an answer from you.
Sure.
Because obviously you know a lot about this.
I just asked the question when I read.
Yeah, okay. Run that by somebody else who's going to drive that car. All right. Then if none of this is a big deal.
I didn't say that, Jay. All I'm saying is...
Then what are the ramifications of all of this? I mean, why is this such a... Why is this prominent in the local news and prominent on, you know, in both newspapers?
Look, Jay, I assume that's a rhetorical question. All I'm saying is, give me fact. I mean, I think the state of Colorado...
No, I mean, come on, man.
Give me facts so that I can make... Look, let me tell you something, Jay.
Hang on. I'm going to come back to you. I don't want to let you off the hook. Hang on.
Okay.
I'm going to put you in the phone zone. Don't run off. All right, it's 7:47, 13 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Dream Home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On Demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with On Demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST.
Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
The world has been good to Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
Hey, do you consider yourself a great poker player? Want to test your skills against the likes of Rob Blake, Dan Hino, John Michael Lyles, and Brad May? Then join Amber Holmes for the second annual Full House Celebrity Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 6 p.m. Amber Holmes specializes in affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes, and they're proud to help local Denver charities through this annual Celebrity Poker Tournament. For more information or to register as a player, log on to AmberHolmes.com. Amber Holmes, a higher standard.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
As I know, you have asses to kiss. Parentheses, Howard Dean, Howard Stern, Howard Feynman. See, I like that. That shows a little panache. You are a pansy-ass jerk who would rather see our country in ruins, so you
can come in Monday through Thursday to Bojo's and sample a variety of their legendary award-winning pizzas. Try the incredible Dude Ranch, the mouth-watering Little Italy. Get a taste of the Great Northwest with a Yukon. Visit the Hawaiian Islands with the Pacific Plantation, which is one that I love. And get a taste of Mexico with the Bo Taco. Or spice up your holidays with the Firecracker Chicken. Sample one or sample them all. You'll love them. And Bojo's has over 30 different pizzas on their menu. So come in for the dinner buffet and try a variety of Bojo's legendary pizzas. You can get the dinner buffet for only $7.99. This includes all the pizza, soup, and salads you can eat for only $7.99. And don't forget, kids 3 and under eat free. And 4 to 10 years of age is only $2.99. Now, this great offer is good through the holidays. Bojo's, Highlands Ranch at C470 and University, Denver, South Colorado Boulevard, Yale, at Yale. And Yale, I should say. Arvada, 78th and Wadsworth, Fort Collins in the Old Town and College at College and Mountain, or go online to Bojo's.
It's complete.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Boulder's Progressive Time.
7:53. Ooh, that's loud. 7:53. 13 minutes from 8 o'clock. High today, 48, partly sunny. J. Marvin here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, and we've turned the show in for this last hour to the Lou from Littleton program, the Irvin Joe Show. All right, with me trying to figure out what this is all about, with the aid of Chuck, All right, now, Chuck, let me ask you one last time.
Hey, Jerry, first of all, man, that song, that music, that bumper music had to make your spirit smile, man. I just had to make your spirit smile. Hey, and by the way, man, off the subject just real quick. A week ago, my family and I, we were riding around Denver frantically trying to find the Bojo's pizza. And I tell you, the pizza is great, but when you get to that crust and you put that honey on that crust, oh, it's like heaven, man.
I know. So are you and I going to I gotta get your information off the air. Are you and I going to hook up for a Bojo's and continue this conversation?
We'll definitely hook up with the Bojo's. And before I let you go, before you
wait a minute, wait a minute. I got a question to ask you. I want to ask you again. If everything you say is true about CU, then why is this a big thing in the paper? And don't tell me, and in the media, don't tell me that it's a rhetorical question. Just answer the question.
Okay, let me remind you of what I said. I can absolutely say it's true. Up to an 80% graduation rate for football players.
No, but that's not it. You know who you remind me of? You remind me of, like, John Warner on Meet the Press. When Tim Russert asks him a question, you go off in some other direction.
Hey, that's one of my favorite shows, man.
I know it. Mine, too. Okay, even though Russert's kind of a soft head.
Look, let me just say this.
Answer the question. Like, if this is not a big deal, why do I have all this paper in front of me? What is all the outrage about?
I don't know that there is outrage. I'm trying to figure out the foundation of this outrage. What is the outrage? That Coach Barnett may have not accounted for money in a private camp that he hosts? Is that what the outrage is about? May or may not have. We don't even know the answer to it. But is that what the outrage is about, Jay? I'm trying to figure it out myself.
Well, I mean, just look at what's in the papers here.
Well, I understand what's in the papers, but can I just, before you let me go, Jay, let me just make one statement.
You sure can.
Look, all of this stuff, I just hate the suggestion that this program is giving the state a black eye. When I'm telling you that these kids graduate at a higher rate than the rest of campus, when I'm telling you that these are upstanding young men, I'm proud to say, look, you know what, they represent our state. When I'm telling you this, when I also say this, about a year ago, I got a call from a young man who I happen to know back east. He's an aspiring engineer, Jay. He said, look, Chuck, I did not know that CU had more satellites in space than any other public university in the United States of America. I said, wow, I didn't know that either. Where'd you hear that at? He said it was at halftime of a University of Colorado football game. And that information, that infomercial that the president then, Betsy Hoffman, was sharing with the rest of the world, and that's how I discovered that CU was a place that I might want to apply to and go to. And so, on many fronts, you can credit these young men who work hard, extremely hard, every day, for much of what this university get in goodwill. And for us to continue to talk in negative terms about what they do is just not right, Jay.
You know what? I'm the only one on the air who said I don't get football, but nobody is talking about the individual players. And I think one of the questions is that people are probably going to ask is, you know what? You got this kind of stuff going on, that he ran this sloppy camp with the sloppy record-keeping, that some of it may be questionable as far as the IRS goes. Is that the kind of person you want affiliated with your school?
Well, look, if in fact it's not, then you do things to remedy that.
You give somebody a $3 million buyout.
Well, that's the terms of his contract. That's kind of Monday morning quarterbacking. That's a hindsight issue of monumental proportions, Jay. Look, that's the terms of his contract. I'm talking about, and it's funny that no one wants to talk about the young men who participate. I would choose to, and I would suggest that everyone does, view this program through the product of it.
You should run for office.
Oh, no, I thought you... Look, I like you, Jay, in a short conversation. I thought you liked me, too. I see you really don't.
Yes, I do. You should run for office.
You're trying to throw me under the bus now,
I'm
man.
I'm trying to throw you under the bus. You go back like the same thing. You remind me of these guys that are like another these talking head shows where you just go off on some other direction, and I've noticed how effective that is, and I thought to myself, that's what I ought to start doing. Like, if somebody asked me a question, I'd just start going off in some other direction, man. That's what you're doing.
Hey, I just want to talk about what's important.
Yeah, you just want to talk about what your agenda is. All right, thank you. You're the best.
Contact
me off the air. The pizza's on me, bro.
All right, buddy.
We'll see you. All right. Coming up next, we've got Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton. She's with the Congressional Black Caucus, and they opposed the nomination of Samuel Alito, and we'll ask her exactly why.
The G. GOP calls him an SOB, it's J. Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
We begged my mother for a Christmas tree. She called it a Hanukkah, but...
The network isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Business owners, if you want half off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half off computers, we can't help you. If you want half off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to laptopcoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-1195 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
He's making a list and checking it twice. And Freedom Harley-Davidson could be delivering your ultimate present this Christmas. On Christmas Eve, Freedom Harley-Davidson on West Colfax is giving away a new 2005 Sportster. But you must get registered this Thursday between 6 and 8 p.m. No purchase necessary. Just stop by for free food and beverages this Thursday and drop your name in the drawing. You could get exactly what you want for Christmas. A new Harley from Freedom Harley-Davidson. For more info, click on the Freedom Harley-Davidson logo on your screen right now. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedetani.
They blew kisses to him. They said, they whispered, they worded, I love you. God bless
you. A witness describes the early morning execution of convicted killer and one-time California gang leader Tookie Williams at San Quentin Prison. Williams' supporter, Barbara Becknell, called Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, quote, a cold-blooded killer for refusing to stop the execution.
After the murder of Stanley Tookie Williams, as we left, we screamed in unison, the state of California just killed an innocent man.
Laura Owens told Larry King Live nothing could be further from the truth. Her stepson was one of four people Williams was convicted of killing.
I don't like it being said it's a political decision. It was an evidence decision.
The governor said he rejected clemency because Williams had not shown true remorse. The game plan for American troops assigned to insurgent strongholds in western Iraq is to stay in the background when voters go to the polls Thursday. CBS's Cammie McCormick reports.
U.S. forces out on patrol are stopping at polling places to check on security and other arrangements. They're questioning the locals who have been put in charge.
Who's going to be working the election?
Voter turnout in Anbar province has been in the single digits in the past. Now local tribal leaders are asking coalition and Iraqi security forces to keep their distance on voting day in the hopes the turnout will be higher. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Ramadi.
A Saudi prince who's worth billions is giving $40 million to fund Islamic studies at Harvard and Georgetown University. Harvard Provost Steve Hyman.
His stated goal is to increase dialogue between the West and with Islamic traditions and to build bridges.
According to Forbes magazine, Prince Al-Walid bin Talal al-Saud is worth more than $20 billion, making him the fifth richest person in the world. The new year could be a good year to find work. Manpower CEO Jeff Jarrett says his latest survey finds one employer in four will be hiring in the first quarter, and workers with a strong back should have their pick of jobs.
In the first quarter of 2006, the construction sector, almost all types of jobs within the construction sector, is going to be very robust. In fact, the most in the history of our survey of over 40 years.
This year's Golden Globe Award nominations are out. Brokeback Mountain leads the list with seven, including Best Dramatic Picture and Best Director. In Siloam Springs, Arkansas, a novice making her first solo skydive landed face first in a parking lot when her parachutes failed, but she lived to tell the tale after 16 days in the hospital and multiple surgeries. While she was in the hospital, Shayna Richardson found out she was pregnant. Richardson says she never would have gone skydiving if she'd known she was expecting. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow is down a fraction. The NASDAQ is down 2 points. This is CBS News.
Oh, man, I can't believe it. I'm late again. Those elves just really snuck up on me this year.
Well, I can really make you look like a hero.
You know, you get me out of this jam, I owe you one.
Easy. Just shop Overstock.com, where you can select from thousands of products with guaranteed delivery by December 25th.
Delivered? December 25th? Seriously? That's so great.
Plus, if you can't decide what to get me, they always have gift cards. And don't forget, your entire order ships for just $2.95. So don't hold back. Shop Overstock.com.
Get the good stuff.
Pick up a truckload of fun this holiday season with the new Napa Auto Parts toy delivery truck. It's over 16 inches long and looks just like the real Napa trucks with the hat on top. Made for ages 4 and up, this limited edition Napa pickup is made of durable ABS plastic with working lights, opening hood, and removable parts boxes. It even has a hand cart. All for just $19.99 and only at Napa.
Get the good stuff.
Napa. Get the good stuff.
You buy Men's Warehouse.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We are seeing some trouble with a rollover accident. It's northeastbound, Highway 285, just before C470. Only the left lane is getting through, so expect some heavy jams in that area. Now, the good news is that the tow truck's just pulling up on scene. Southbound I-25, still running heavy if you're coming out of the Thornton northbound area right into downtown and through T-Rex. We're also loaded up southbound 225 from Colfax to 6th Avenue, and again from Parker Road right into the Tech Center. And around town, things are crowded on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. The Turnpike seeing the usual jams, Denver bound between Federal and Pecos. Checking the forecast, pretty nice one today. Sunny skies, highs near 50. We're at 33 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulders.
Located at Wadsworth and Alameda.
AM 760, the real story, 24-7 on AM 760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Hal Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Randy Rhodes, 48, the best.
Because then again, everything right is on the left.
Oh, I listen to Jay a lot. I love Ed.
Al's great.
Randy Rhodes.
Oh. Miss Anna, safe holiday season.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 a.m. 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today around 48. Partly sunny skies. Good to have you along. All right, let's go to the phones here. The Congressional Black Caucus opposes Samuel Alito, and we've got on the line Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton. If you don't know who she is, and you should, she's in her eighth term as a congresswoman for the District of Columbia. She was named by President Jimmy Carter, by the way, as the first woman to chair the Equal Employment Opportunities Commission. And she's also chair of the CBC Judicial Task Force. And Congresswoman Holmes, good morning, and thanks. Or Congresswoman Norton, good morning, and thanks for being here.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Oh, I really appreciate it. All right, tell us why it is that the Congressional Black Caucus opposes Samuel Alito.
Well, the best way to understand it is to ask yourself, why didn't the president appoint this man in the first place? He obviously has a legal qualification. We think it's because he knows what we know. And that is that this man stands as a hard right conservative. The best evidence of that is that on the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, he was a consistent dissenter from the majority. Now, out of the mouths of his own colleagues, I think, we show why we must oppose him. His worst record, frankly, is on race discrimination cases, and since we are the Congressional Black Caucus, we have focused particularly on how awful those cases are. We are sure that many of the 5-4 decisions on which the rights of African Americans depend would be overturned if he were to replace Sandra Day O'Connor, because Sandra Day O'Connor was a swing vote, the 5-4 vote, in cases like the affirmative action case at the University of Michigan Law School, which was narrowly won 5-4. In cases like redistricting cases, where race can be used as a factor, which hangs on a 5-4 narrow, fragile majority, we feel so strongly that Alito must not go to the court that we have asked for a meeting with the 14 Democrats and Republicans delivered it this morning to all 14, saying before we go home for Christmas, representatives of the Congressional Black Caucus asked to meet specifically with you, and we are not going over the whole territory. Much of the territory with others who disagree with Alito, we agree. We would also agree, but we are focusing on race discrimination, particularly because in those cases he is so awful.
8:09, 9 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We've got Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton on the line. And Congresswoman, let me give you an example of something that Alito was involved in. In 2001, Alito voted to affirm the death judgment of an African-American man convicted by an all-white jury in Delaware. Yeah, that doesn't, to me, I mean,
I'm sorry, say that again. The problem with that is not only that they're all white, but he has trivialized the notion of challenging juries because they are all white. He has said that, you know, that's like counting, if you want to count how many challenges the prosecutor makes on race, that's like counting how many presidents were left-handed. And that statement drew from the majority who disagreed with him a strong rebuke. So when I say this is a hard right judge, you might say, well, you know, this is an African American member of Congress talking. I am myself a constitutional lawyer, by the way, but I draw these views not from our own views, although we agree with them. I draw these views from the dissents and the reply to dissents on the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. And I think the best evidence that he is hard right comes from his own court, where he has been a consistent dissenter. If you are appointing somebody in the conservative mainstream, then how come he has dissented consistently on the court where he sat? What do you expect him to do when he gets to the Supreme Court, where precedent constrains him far less, and he, as a Supreme Court justice, can vote to overturn critical precedents affecting women, affecting working people, and certainly affecting African Americans.
Yeah, he certainly makes me nervous. There's no question about it. You know, there's an ad today in the local newspaper here, the Rocky Mountain News, attacking Senator Ken Salazar, claiming that he flip-flops. and that and it's paid for by Focus on the Family, that Judge Alito deserves an up or down vote. But isn't that kind of hypocritical, considering these same right-wing elements never gave Harriet Myers an up or down vote?
Yes, for starters.
I mean, they just marshaled her off. She never got a hearing, and now they're turning around and going, well, you know, we should give this guy an up or down vote.
And, you know, thank you all for giving us Senator Salazar, who is a man who comes to the Senate and tries to think for himself. You know, he's not a dependable anything. We're glad to have him in our party, but we're very pleased that at least this is a man who doesn't have an automatic view on issues. And let me tell you that one of the most troubling things about Alito is that you can't predict his views. He has an automatic hard right view. That is not the kind of justice who ought to replace Sandra Day O'Connor.
Do you believe that Roe versus Wade is in jeopardy if he makes it?
I think Roe versus Wade is certainly in jeopardy because there's one analysis that goes that even with another justice, you couldn't overturn Roe. And this, why I think it's in jeopardy is not so much that I expect it to be overturned. The precedent is rather long-standing. I think it is in jeopardy because the greatest danger to Roe now is not a complete reversal. It is the many ways that you can narrow Roe, and we're seeing those come before the court every single year. States smell blood, so they come before the court with new and more outrageous ways to curtail a woman's right to choose. After a while, there won't be enough left of it to be worth overturning. That's what he, I think, would at least do. Whether he will join the majority who wanted to overturn it in light of the precedent, I do not know. I do know this. When a man tells me that he does not believe there's a constitutional right to abortion, he's told me all I need to know on that question. He's disqualified himself on that question.
Bill Frist says, of course, he's also the one that diagnosed Cherry Schiavo via videotape. Senator Frist says that if the Democrats try to filibuster Alito, they're going to pull the nuclear option.
Well, let's see if they dare, because if they pull that option, they are setting a precedent that many Republicans don't want to be a part of. The beauty and the ugliness of the filibuster is that it knows no party, and one senator can pull it off, and if he can get 60 votes, that's it. So that if you become the minority party, and if I was sitting where Republicans in the Senate are now, I would envision becoming the minority party in 2006, then you want to ask yourself, do you want to be a part of the majority that took away the filibuster on any issue? It's a threat. Let's see if he can get enough Republicans to go along with him.
Do you think he can?
I don't.
So, in other words, what he's doing is he's bluffing it out. And what Democrats ought to do, this is what I think they ought to do, they ought to stand strong against this guy Alito because he's not good for America.
Call his bluff. If the Republicans want to be in the minority with the nuclear option pulled from under them. There's no such thing as a little bit of filibuster. The filibuster rule says you can filibuster. Many of us hate it when it's against us, but we've learned why it's there. It's there because it's there because the Senate is the last stop against majorities that infringe so heavily on the rights that there's no other way to stop them except go to court. And that's where the framers left it. And they left it that way. Look, nobody got rid of it when it was used for 100 years to keep African Americans from getting their rights through civil rights legislation. We'll be darned if you're going to take it away now when you tolerated it in the face of the abject denial of our basic rights to equal protection of the laws. Where were you then?
Yeah, good points. All right, last question for you. Do you think that Alito will make it? Yes or no?
I think we have a good chance of stopping him. The reason you don't you don't see that yet is because this Congress is so messed up. The Republicans are coming apart at the seams.
Yeah, they are.
That they can't. They are now focusing, and the press has focused on just the basics: tax cuts for the rich, or I should say, more tax cuts for the rich, which have to go to conference, cuts for the poor in order to pay for tax cuts for the rich. They still have appropriations, including, above all, the defense appropriation that they can't get out. When that kind of business is up here and the press sees that they can't even do what it takes, and we're told, by the way, we could be here until Christmas Eve.
Oh, wow.
You can imagine that people aren't focusing on something that's going to happen in January because we can't get done something that should have been over in October.
Well, if the Republicans continue like Tom DeLay and Duke Cunningham, they won't have to run in 06. They'll all be out anyway.
Well, can you imagine that DeLay is running behind in his own district? You know.
Yeah.
what did Abraham Lincoln say? You can't fool the American people all the time.
Yeah, Rick Santorum in the Senate is running behind Bob Casey, and the election hasn't even taken place in Pennsylvania.
And he's been running behind throughout this campaign. Look, we're set to do what we have to do. I'm sorry it had to get that bad before it happened, but that's how closely divided the country was, and a lot of folks have woken up, and we really thank the independents who have used their independence to completely vacate this president on war and on everything else.
Boy, I wish we had more time, because I'd like to ask you why it always seems that the Democrats don't stand up, that we get smeared with this idea that we're unpatriotic, that we're not for defense, that we get smeared with all this stuff, and nobody stands up and says, wait a minute, you know what, I want to call your bluff on that, and you prove it to me.
Yeah, you prove it to me. For example, 60% of the Democrats in the House voted against going to war in Iraq in the first place. But because there was a slight majority in the Senate, and because many of them were high-profile people, we got smeared with that. People also should remember that this is the party of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and
yes,
that's the party that brings everybody under a big tent, so don't expect us to walk in lockstep like the Republicans.
Well, that's a great point. Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton, thank you so much for being on here, and I don't mind sucking up to you. Your people in your district are extremely lucky.
Thank you very much for those compliments, and I was pleased to talk to you today.
It was nice to talk to you. Thank you, Congresswoman.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton. Gosh, she was great, wasn't she? Yeah. See, I want a more aggressive Democratic Party. I don't know if I'm alone on this, but I want a more aggressive Democratic Party. Let's stand up and point our fingers at Republicans and say that, you know what, these slimy talking points that you keep putting out every single time about us, that we're unpatriotic, that we don't back the military, that we don't back the troops, you know, that we don't have this country's best interest at heart. You know what, take that and roll it up and smoke it. All right, 8:19, 19 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Coming up, let's talk a little bit about cable TV, and then we got Media Matters for America after 9 o'clock.
If you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
The world has been good to Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. the worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month, applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Hey, do you consider yourself a great poker player? Want to test your skills against the likes of Rob Blake, Dan Hino, John Michael Lyles, and Brad May? Then join Amber Holmes for the second annual Full House Celebrity Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 6 p.m. Amber Holmes specializes in affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes, and they're proud to help local Denver charities through this annual Celebrity Poker Tournament. For more information or to register as a player, log on to amberholmes.com. Amber Holmes, a higher standard.
Said the night wind. Yes, it's Christmas music, finally, on the J. Marvin Show. I resisted as long as I could, but... All right, 8:23, 23 minutes after 8, high of 48, and partly sunny skies today. Not going to be too bad of a day. And it was great to talk to Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton. I think I redeemed myself after that hour on CU, of which I should, you know, probably never have gotten into that because I just don't know enough about the football program and what goes on up there. And when majority of that scandal and all that stuff went on, I was not here. I was out of town. So I only know what the media says, and I'm beginning increasingly not to trust most of the media. It's getting harder and harder to get information that you can absolutely trust. Speaking of information you can trust, Judd Legum of the Center for American Progress coming up here in about 10 minutes to talk about Bush's speech yesterday in Philadelphia. And you know what? Bush's poll numbers are starting to rebound. Now, I've gotten into debates with people about this before because, to me, the mainstream media makes it like these are big, huge leaps. But, you know, they're not. I mean, they're really not. What is it, like 4 points? It's 4 points up? Now, if there's a plus or minus on this of like 3%, what does that put it down to? That puts it down to like 2%. And a majority of Americans still believe that Bush has no Iraq victory plan. 58% of those polled said Bush doesn't have a clear plan on Iraq, compared to 38% who said they believe Bush does have a plan for victory. Man, who are those 38%? At the same time, the poll found 63% of the respondents believe Iraqis have made real progress towards establishing a democratic state over the past 2 years. 34% they don't believe Iraq has made real democratic strides. You know, they're going to vote. They're going to vote this week. So, you know what? That's a democratic stride, I guess. But, and I asked this earlier between the 6 and the 7 o'clock hour. I mean, do you really think that this government is really going to make any difference? And will these people really go for a Jeffersonian democracy? I don't think it's going to happen. Now, nearly 3 out of 5 Americans, 59%, say they disapproved the way Bush is handling Iraq. 39% said they approved. The approval numbers is up slightly from last month when a CNN USA Today Gallup poll found 63% of Americans disapproved of the administration's Iraq policy, and 35% said they approved. In September, 32% said they approved of Bush's handling. All right, so it's gone from 32 to 35. Is that, you know, that's not that huge. But man, when this poll came out, I saw what the mainstream media was saying. The mainstream media was saying, Bush rebounds. Does that sound like much of a rebound to you? It doesn't sound like much of a rebound to me. And Americans still believe that this guy's got no plan to get out. And I don't think yesterday gave us any idea of how we're going to get out. However, you heard it here first. And I am not the guru of everything here. And you know what? And a lot of talk show hosts will get on the air, and they'll pretend and they'll tell you that they know everything, even when they're caught not knowing it. And I'm not saying that I know everything, but I'm going to tell you this much. I bet you we have significant troop withdrawal in 06, right before the congressional elections. That in the end, those of us who want withdrawal, it's going to happen. And I think that the Bush administration would like nothing better than the Iraqi government, after it's elected, to turn around and ask us to leave. That way he can declare victory and go home, even if the violence continues there. I think that's what they're up to. And I think there's pressure from the House and Senate, Republicans. I think there's pressure on Bush, even though most articles say that he ignores that Newsweek calls him Bubble Boy, it's out this week, and that he doesn't pay attention to what's going on, he doesn't pay attention to outside influences. You know what, I think his party's pressuring him to figure out how to end this Iraqi situation, because the American people have had enough. And you know what, they're going to vote against Republican incumbents. Not to mention what Congresswoman Norton was talking about all the other things that are going on up there, about dissension within the Republican Party, about corruption. Who knows how far this Abramoff scandal is going to go, the Casino Jack scandal. Who knows how far this is going to suck Republicans in. Bob Ney is already mentioned as a target in this deal. So we don't know how far that's going to go. We don't know where that's going to end up. And as I said to Congresswoman Norton, Tom DeLay in trouble, Bill Frist in trouble, and neither one of them have been proven guilty. They're innocent until proven guilty. But they're in trouble, basically. With Duke Cunningham resigning, with Bob Ney, who I mentioned, Conrad Burns, I mean, the rest of these folks, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good for the Republican Party. And I really believe that 06 can be our year if we work hard enough. And if this Democratic Party stands up, if we stand up, if all of us stand up to those who accuse us of being treasonous, accuse us of undercutting the troop morale, accuse us of not caring about security and defense, if we shoot back and we answer back and we say, that's not true and that's not who we are, and we do care. After all, look, people forget this, but the Bush administration didn't want the Department of Homeland Security. They didn't want the 9/11 Commission. They eventually gave in to pressure and said, okay. I mean, they essentially flip-flopped, basically. And I think we care, and I think it's proven that we care, as much about the security of this country and the well-being of this country just as much, or maybe at times even more, than the Republicans do. But you know something? They have their talking points down. That's number one. And number two, they continue to engage in these smear campaigns against us, and we don't stand up to it. We just allow it to get out there and lay there. We don't get out there and we don't refute them. We don't stand up and say, wait a minute, you know what? That's not who we are. And we have never been that way. And I just pray every single day to get a more aggressive Democratic Party. And if had I had 20 or 30 more minutes with Congresswoman Norton, I would have gotten into this with her about why we don't fight back and why we don't say these smears are BS. Because they are. All right, it's 8:30 at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Coming up, we're going to talk to Judd Legum, research director and co-editor of the Progress Report at the Center for American Progress, about Bush's speech. Then if you want to call in about what I've been talking about, 303-713-7600, you're more than welcome to. I also want to get into this cable TV thing. And then we've got Paul Walden, I believe, from Media Matters for America, coming up after 9 o'clock, or maybe Jameson Fosier. I'm not sure which one. And we'll deconstruct the right-wing BS. Yes, yeah, Jameson Fosier coming up after 9 o'clock. Let's get some progressive traffic now with Bailey at 8:30 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are seeing a busy ride this morning, and crews are working to clear this rollover accident northeastbound Highway 285 right before C-470. Only the left lane getting through, so expect some pretty heavy jams there. Southbound I-25 still running heavy from Thornton Parkway into downtown and through two wrecks if you're coming in from Lakewood. Eastbound 6th Avenue slows from Sheridan over to Federal, and southbound 225 jamming up your ride into the tech center. Now around town, things are busy but starting to thin out just a little bit along Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Turnpike still slow eastbound from Federal to Pecos. And checking the forecast, going to be a nice one today. Sunny skies with highs close to 50. We're at 37 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
All our holidays. A minivan, an SUV, pickup truck, or just a new car, period, is on your Christmas shopping list. There's no better way to fill that list than to go to Rocky's Autos, because they've got over 500 clean, late-model used cars. They got used cars, trucks, minivans, and SUVs in Colorado. And the selection is amazing. Plus, on top of that, as I've said many, many times before, they're dedicated to making sure that your buying experience is one that you feel comfortable with, that you'll be proud of, and you'll turn around and you'll tell your neighbors and you'll tell your friends about how you were treated at Rocky's. If you want to get more bang for your buck, this is the place to go, Rocky's Autos. They become more than just a place about automobiles for Mary and I. They become family friends. And when you go out there, they'll treat you like family. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com, or go to, go look at rockysautos.com and check out the inventory and pre-qualify for a car loan. Rocky's Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and they're family-owned and operated since 1982. Rocky's Autos, just really good people. Go out there and tell them J. Marvin sent you. And I'm going out there, as a matter of fact, today, so maybe I'll see you this afternoon. Located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south. Talk about Bush's speech yesterday. I basically got nothing new out of it. Did you get anything new out of it?
Well, there wasn't a lot new. I think what was a little bit different was sort of the tactics. He did take some questions afterwards, which is, I think, in response to criticism of the last speech where he went on to the Council of Foreign Relations, and he didn't take any questions, got criticized for that. So I think he changed the dynamic a little bit, but he didn't really say anything new.
But he's kind of changing his tactics a little bit. He seems to be, now he's admitting that, well, we've made mistakes, that the road ahead to democracy is going to be a rough one, and that there's going to be violence. And then he flashes back to the old Bush saying, well, if I had to make this decision again, I would go ahead and make it.
Yeah, it's sort of a hybrid approach. He did say yesterday what struck me. He said there's been false starts, which seems to acknowledge that he has made some mistakes, although those don't change the calculus at the end. So I think he's trying to tweak his message without changing his policy in the hopes of getting his poll numbers up and getting support for his policies up. But we haven't seen too much of that so far. Maybe some improvement around the margins, but he's still in the low 40s, the percentage-wise, and still an overwhelming majority of Americans disapprove of his policies in Iraq.
Yeah, I was bringing that up on the air before, prior to you coming on.
Mm-hmm.
That he goes up like 4 points or something, and then there's a margin of error, and the mainstream media makes out like this is a big deal, like, well, he's on the rebound. I mean, it's a big jump, and it's not a big jump.
Yeah, I think people make way too much out of these small changes in the approval ratings. I mean, look, they have done something right, which is they've distracted the media a little bit and gotten them to pay attention to, the supposed infighting among the Democrats about the Iraq issue instead of our actual Iraq policies. And that's probably helped them a little bit, but as far as saying, well, he's on the rebound or, he's coming back, I think it's way too early to say that.
Now, there's this buzz going around, and I don't know if it's true or not, and I'm cynical enough to believe anything out of this administration, that they start pulling troops out in 06 in order to protect Republican incumbents in both houses who are running for re-election.
Well, I think it's very possible that they could bring troops home in 06. At the center, we have a plan. It's kind of a phase withdrawal, half the troops out in 06, half the troops out in 07. And, of course, the administration wouldn't ever endorse something like that publicly. But in the end, I wouldn't be surprised if they end up doing it, both for the political reasons of they've got to look out for their friends in Congress, but also for the practical reasons, just the military can't keep up the rotations that are going on. You have people going back for the third and fourth time, and they're going to break the volunteer army if they keep this up.
How about this idea? How about the elections go through this week,
mm-hmm.
and then they redraw the Constitution, and then the Iraqi government turns around and asks us to leave.
Well, we said very publicly in the past that if asked to leave, we would leave. President Bush has said it. Then Secretary of State Colin Powell said it. So I think that would put us in a real tight spot. I think it's something that's not out of the realm of possibility. And, I think that the administration would try to resist it because they want to continue with their plan, but it would be hard to do.
You know, then the other thing that he said yesterday, which struck me as being kind of weird, he tried to compare our path to democracy, this country's path to democracy, to the Iraqis, or comparing the Iraqi path to ours, and I don't see any similarity at all.
Yeah, this is part of a coordinated strategy with President Bush and the right-wing media. If you look at a magazine like the Weekly Standard, like the National Review, it's filled with references to the Revolutionary War, and their argument, which President Bush doesn't go that far, is to say that people who oppose this war want to get out are the same people who, during the Revolutionary War, said we should give it up then. It's sort of an extreme argument, and what Bush does is he reinforces that by referencing it in a speech, and of course he gave his speech yesterday in Philadelphia near the Liberty Bell, so they're very much trying to push that argument, and you're right, there's not much substance behind it. It's a totally different thing. We're, almost 300 years later, so there's been some time.
8:39 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, Judd Legum, Research Director and Co-Editor of Progress Report at the Center for American Progress with us. The other thing is, what, did he use victory about 15, 16, 17 times yesterday?
Yeah, and this is from a pollster who's basically told him, a professor of public opinion, that people are only going to support you if they think that victory is possible. As long as they think that victory is possible, they'll get behind you. And so that's why we have President Bush putting out a pamphlet that he calls a strategy for victory, and repeats the word victory. But it's really, in the end, no substitute for an actual strategy.
Yeah, there's no plan. And he's got one more speech to go, I guess, and then that wraps up the round of speeches. He's got no. There's just nothing comes out of this except sloganeering. That's what it seems like to me. Or am I just being too biased, too partisan?
Well, I think that when you look to it, the plan is the same as it's always been, which is we're going to try to train up the Iraqi security forces. But the problem is there doesn't seem to be any strategy to get that done. And we've been at it for 2.5 years, and we haven't made very much progress. They try to, first they were ranking the Iraqi security forces. That didn't work out, so they stopped ranking them, and they just used the total number. So, they have goals, but they don't have any way to get there.
In your expertise, last question here, in your expertise, and your studying of this, and your studying the war and everything that has gone on, do you think that the elections this week that are scheduled, I believe they're scheduled for tomorrow, correct?
Yeah.
Do you believe that this is just another, a phony benchmark that the administration uses, or do you think it'll really change things in Iraq? And the reason I ask you that is because obviously the Shiites are going to come out in the majority, followed by the Kurds. The Sunnis aren't going to get a whole hell of a lot. I mean, we don't know how much they're going to participate, but however many Sunnis turn out, they're still going to be in the minority. The Sunni community is not going to be happy. And what we could end up with is we could end up with an Iraqi government influenced more by Iran, which is not a good deal.
Look, I think that the elections that are going to happen are a positive step. I don't think there's any denying that. But I think you're right in that what it does is it's not at all an end to the problems, and in fact it could create a lot more problems. And that's the problem, is that there's this incessant focus on the benchmarks. We're going to have an election here. We're going to have a handover here. We're going to have another election here. And the idea of the Bush administration is if we can pass these benchmarks, then we're making progress. But progress is measured by what happens on the ground, and I don't think the problems that are on the ground get solved by an election.
All right, one last thing here. You guys are in the midst of a fundraising campaign, too. How do people find out more about this?
If you go to AmericanProgressAction.org, actually, is where you can do that, and you can donate money there. There's a place to donate right at the top of the page.
Yeah. You know what? You guys are great. But you really are great. Judd, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks a lot, Jay. Enjoyed it.
Okay, really appreciate it. There's Judd Legum. He is with the Center for American Progress. If you want to find out more about him, go to AmericanProgress.org. 8:43, 17 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. If you want to talk about Iraq or anything else, I wanted to get to this cable TV thing, but maybe I'll save it for tomorrow, and we'll do it tomorrow morning, because we're only 17 minutes away from 9 o'clock. So if you want to get into open phones here and talk about whatever it is that's on your mind, let's do that. 303-713-7600. Then we'll get into cable TV tomorrow morning, among other things. 303-713-7600 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's just really good to have you along, and I thank you for
your investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home? You get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Near you, America comes to Brakes Plus.
As the holidays come around once again, we already know who's naughty.
I don't know of anybody in my administration who leaked classified information.
And who's nice.
Well, let's see. We start with Morning's Edition, and then follow Jay, and then you go to Al, and then you go to Ed, and then you go to Randy.
Various times I've listened to various people, and I love them all.
Let's go to now.
Hallway in your home for only $125. You heard right. Denver's premier carpet cleaning company is offering to clean 3 rooms in a hallway for only $125, and you get the same great service, the same quality from the company that, you know what, Mary and I use, and boy, we recommend them in Howe, because they're great. Superior Carpet Care is family-owned, And they're people who care about your home. No matter who you've used before, you got to try Superior Carpet Care. You'll just see and feel the difference, and your carpets are going to look that good. And you know what? You'll have them back when you need them again. And for $125, how can you lose on this? Three rooms and a hallway for only $125. You just can't beat the price to go along with their superior work. So if you need your carpets or air ducts clean, take my recommendation. Call Superior Carpet Care, 303-933-3000, 303-933-3000, and tell them.
Other restrictions apply.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
All right, we started playing Christmas music. It wasn't my idea. Thank the management. Am I being too bah humbug? I'm really had a rough couple of days here. Can we sit down and, like, I can complain and kvetch for, like, 45 minutes? 8:49, 11 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High 48, partly cloudy today, but it's basically going to be a nice day. Okay, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. By the way, Bush mentioned he mentioned how many Iraqis were dead, and he said 30,000 yesterday. I went to Iraqi body count. .org, which a couple of people turned me on to. And you know what? He wasn't, I mean, according to them, he wasn't that far off. It's a little over 30,000. But somebody told me, too, and I was shocked when I heard this. Somebody told me, too, that there's a Johns Hopkins study that says it's like 100,000. All right, three lines open at 303-713-7600. And let's go to the phones. And we go to Mark in Castle Rock. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, good morning.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm great. It's a beautiful day today.
Yeah, it's not bad. Partly cloudy. You can't complain.
You know that if you go to Information Clearinghouse, you can see that John Hopkins document that you were talking about with the, that shows you the background of the research they did to come up with the 100,000 number.
All right, so do you believe it's what, 30 or 100?
I believe it's probably closer to 100,000. If you just think about what has happened in Fallujah alone and knowing that they've done that in a couple other cities where they basically go in there and shoot everything that moves, and then, you know, all of the indiscriminate bombing early in the war, I think that, you know, it's a funny conversation, though, because, you know, the relevance of those numbers are so big. You know, I live in a city like Castle Rock. It's virtually the size of this town or bigger. You know, the number of people that are dead, so to really try to get perspective on it, the point is that, you know, why are all these people dying, which kind of comes along with the reason that I called today. You were talking earlier about the elections and the milestones that the right uses to determine progress in Iraq, and you're also mentioning that the Democrats really struggle to find a cohesive voice on this issue. And I think the one element that's missing is a consideration of the economics of both war, the economics of our government, and I recently read a book called The Confessions of an Economic Hitman, which you may have read.
Oh, I haven't read it, but I've heard of it, yeah.
But what he talks about is how we, is kind of the underbelly of foreign policy, and realistically, our government, the way that our government works, and Iraq being a really solid example, on behalf of corporations, through the CIA, through private industry that is trying to create economic opportunity. And I believe if you don't look at Iraq through that prism, and all of the talk about politics and whether or not the people are getting the chance to vote, what we've done is we are attempting to install a government that will be pro-business, that will allow us to have access to their oil. We would prefer it to be through non-aggressive means, but obviously, from the war, aggressive means when it's necessary. We will do that. We put in a government that will allow us to do that. That's why somebody like Ahmed Chalabi is even on the ballot as a president. I mean, this guy, you know, they throw him out of the country.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Completely unethical. He's a terrible human being. Yet he's about to. He's being considered to run a country. If you look at opensecrets.org, you can see who contributes to each of our politicians' campaigns. And so when you look at somebody like Hillary Clinton, say, why doesn't Hillary stand up and say, this is wrong? Because Citibank and the other major banking entity, all these guys are the ones that fund her campaigns.
You know, is that the case? Is that the case?
Massive.
Well, all right, and I agree. There's too much corporate money in politics. Is that the case with her, or is she trying to just move more to the middle because she thinks that's how to get elected. And you know what? She comes across to me as being GOP light.
Well, I think that's true, but I think they go together. Not necessarily being GOP like, but if you know, if your sustenance is being paid for by an entity that loans money through the Federal Reserve at 6% guaranteed per year, you have a pretty solid reason for, when you can, supporting what they want to do. And so you go through the guy in California, Christopher, I can't remember his last name, or Christopher is his last name. You know, he is being arrested for being bribed by defense contractors who all have a boatload of money at stake right now in this war, in getting these contracts. We've talked a lot about Halliburton. But the point is, the politics is not removed from the economics, and the economics is the major consideration. Have you had a chance to go see Sirianni yet?
No, but I'm going to hopefully this weekend or next.
Because I point that out because it's a story taken from a former CIA officer's.
Right. I've seen him interviewed though before. The guy's book, what the movie is taken from.
So the whole point is we have a shadow entity under the guise of our CIA that runs around the world overthrowing governments, putting money into, bribing governments, making sure that they allow us to do business, whether it's the banana trade in Ecuador or the oil trade in the Middle East. It's becoming more and more apparent that the amount of oil in the earth is quickly depleting,
and the
demand's gone up.
I never see us moving out of that region because 70% of the oil is there. And also, you're right about this country. I mean, this country has always had a history of being in hand in hand with big business to go shape foreign policy. And the examples during the 60s and into the 70s was look what happened in Chile, where we overthrew Salvador Allende and allow Augusto Pinochet to be installed because big business wanted it, and AT&T and others wanted that stuff to happen. Or look what's gone on in Guatemala. Look what's gone on in numerous third world countries in which we have economic stakes. So therefore, the government acts in behalf of those companies, and that's what a lot of times shapes foreign policy. And it's, you're right, it's disgusting and it's wrong.
And the most relevant issue today is Saudi Arabia. In the book that I was referring to before, he talks about the deal that we struck after the oil embargoes with Saudi Arabia. And the deal was basically a deal that American business got to rebuild Saudi Arabia,
right,
on the interest for the oil that they sold to us. We didn't even pay them. We paid to the reserve and or to the U.S. Treasury, and then on the interest, we just started passing that to American corporations. It was all without oversight. The point being, what we did in exchange for that is we supported king and the royalty of Saudi Arabia in order to keep our oil supply being consistent. So I think as people, we have to look at our lives and say, what about how much of this are we absolutely committed to? Because make no mistake, as long as we're not aggressively looking at alternative forms of oil, and we're not aggressively looking at our own elected officials and really understanding the rationale behind why what they do, we're going to keep doing this to the rest of the world against the wishes of a great deal of our population.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely
because it's so hidden.
I think you're absolutely right, in what you're saying, and that's why I was talking to some guy between 6 and 7 this morning, and I was saying to him, on one hand we preach this Jeffersonian democracy in Iraq, but on the other hand we turn around and the Saudi royal family is okay with us. We don't care. Why? Because we get oil from them. And, you can say that about Jordan. You can say it about Egypt. I mean, those places do not have democracies, and yet we don't go in. We're not going to go in into Egypt and overthrow Mubarak.
And every other day, every additional day that we're in Iraq, there is somebody borrowing money to pay a Halliburton, to pay a Bechtel, to pay these guys, and so my whole point is that we can't really be realistic about the shell game of whether Bush is giving the right speech or he's what he's saying or what he's not saying, what they're really doing. We can't really be honest and address the issues until we get outside that shell game and start to understand.
Yeah, but I don't totally agree with that though. I think that when he makes a speech, I think that when politicians stand up and say something, I think that we got to get together and we got to hold them accountable. Just like Joseph Lieberman's lame excuse about how, well, we can't look at how we got in here. The hell we can't. You know what? Somebody lied to us to get us in here, and those people ought to be held accountable. Mark, thanks, man. I'm out of time. Thanks. Call me again. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Media Matters for America senior advisor Jameson Fosier, and then more of your calls at 303-713-7600.
We're here to celebrate Kwanzaa.
I thought we did that yesterday.
You want half-off paperclips? We can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-1195 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On Demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with On Demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month, applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rate supply, restricted supply not available in all areas.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn.
This is what democracy looks like.
Death penalty protesters outside San Quentin prison had their say, but not their way, as Stanley Tookie Williams, founder of the Crip Street Gang, was executed early this morning. Fox News reporter Adam Housley, who witnessed the procedure through a window into the execution chamber, says inserting the intravenous tubes apparently took longer than anticipated. Then,
as we got closer to the point where the breathing stopped, you could see his breathing become shallow and quicker, and then it basically went away.
The Williams case stirred international attention, death penalty foes arguing that his life should be spared because he had made amends by writing children's books about the dangers of gangs and violence during his quarter century on death row. 2 days before the general Iraqi public votes in parliamentary elections, a Sunni Arab candidate was killed by insurgent violence in Ramadi. In the U.S., this is election day for Iraqi Americans. Detroit and the surrounding area have a large Iraqi population. WWJ reporter Pat Vitale is in Farmington Hills, Michigan.
Poll workers like Suad Mansour never thought they'd see a day like this. Iraqis choosing their own government.
No more but now. We are happy with this.
20,000 Iraqi Americans are expected to vote at two locations in Metro Detroit. And what an interesting ballot they have. Four pages, 238 coalitions. Voters only choose one. Pat Vitale, CBS News, Farmington Hills, Michigan.
The Hollywood Foreign Press Association announces the nominees for its annual Golden Globe Awards.
You don't go out there fishing.
You don't know nothing about it.
The cowboy story about the romance of two men leads the best drama category with seven nominations. Other movie nominees in various categories include Good Night and Good Luck, The Constant Gardener, Pride and Prejudice, The Squid and the Whale, and Walk the Line. American Red Cross President Marcia Evans, who oversaw the charity's vast and sometimes criticized response to Katrina, is resigning at month's end. Executive Vice President Jack McGuire will take over. Shayna Richardson's first solo parachute jump in Arkansas was videotaped, and she watches it often just to make sure she's actually still alive. Her main parachute failed, you see, and then her reserve chute, and she hit the ground face first at 50 miles an hour.
When I hit the ground, my instructor ran over to me and he said I sat up, was talking to him, and tried to get up and get around. Of course, he made me stay down, but I don't remember any of that conversation.
Somehow she survived, spent 16 days in a hospital where she had multiple surgeries, and she says she didn't know until she was in the hospital that she's pregnant. The baby's due in late June. On Wall Street right now, Dow Industrials ahead by 1 point, NASDAQ Composite down 3.75, and the S&P 500 Index up 0.5 point. This is CBS News.
I spend my day working with kids, so I need to be awake and alert at all times. Thanks to my Tempur-Pedic mattress, I get a great night's sleep. No tossing and turning, just deep, delicious sleep. I wake up feeling refreshed and energized, and I need all the energy I can get. Michael?
The Tempur-Pedic mattress, guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. Call 1-800-816-2660 for a free sample of the proprietary Tempur material, a better sleep video, and a 90-day trial certificate. That's 1-800-816-2660.
Waiting for that warm holiday feeling? Try bundling up at CompUSA. Right now, get a Toshiba Satellite Notebook featuring an Intel Celeron M Processor 360 for under $400. Then get a D-Link wireless networking card for free. Bundle up and save at CompUSA. We got it. We get it. Offers valid when you sign up for 12 months of AOL service on a new account in-store and after mail-in rebates. Early termination fees and other restrictions apply. Quantities limited. Pricing may vary in Connecticut.
Brought to you by Men's Warehouse.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, the highways are getting back to normal, and the good news, crews have cleared this rollover northeastbound Highway 285 near C-470. All lanes reopened, no more delays there. I-25 still a little slow in both directions as you make your way through downtown and T-Rex up on 225, bunches up for the ride into the tech center, and I-70 actually looking real good as you make your way between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. Now, around town, South Boulder Road, Belmont, and Iris, they're moving along fine. The diagonal, seeing a couple slow spots between Boulder and Longmont. And we're back up to speed on the turnpike as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. Checking out the forecast. Going to be a nice one today. Sunny skies. Highs close to 50. We're at 37 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder.
The Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Power Tools.
Randy Rhodes.
When the snow starts piling up outside the White House, and when the poor and the elderly start freezing to death in their beds, I would like for you to bring Cindy Sheehan some hot chocolate, dressed up as Jolly Old Saint Nick, and give her the gift of troop withdrawal. Thank you, sir.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:05, 5 minutes after 9, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today, 48, under partly cloudy skies. Jay Marvin surviving the world's longest cold. Hang on, I'm going to the doctor on Thursday to find out what this is. All right, this is my favorite segment of the entire week. You know, I mean, I live for this day to do this. On the line with me is Jameson Fosier, he's with Media Matters for America. He is the senior advisor. And, J-Mo, good morning, and good to have you on the air.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
All right, let's start. I love this. All right, and you know, I urge people to go to Media Matters for America and check out and get on the mailing list, because some of this stuff that you send out is absolutely priceless. I mean, this is just the best way to get at the mainstream media, and this is
kind of the obvious, which is that he's a little bit obsessed with this issue, and talks about it literally every night on CNN. The Minutemen themselves, the Minutemen Project, are controversial even among many of those who do think we need to strengthen our border control and do more to prevent illegal immigration. The Minutemen and some of their tactics have been criticized pretty widely, even by a lot of people who agree with the goals. So it was interesting to see Dobbs align himself with that organization specifically.
Well, he fawned over that guy Gilchrist, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Who was running for Congress. I mean, he all but slathered all over him.
He did, and has kind of puffed up how well Gilchrist did in this. This is a special election in California, congressional election that you're referring to. Gilchrist was beaten pretty badly by the winner, a guy named Jim Campbell, who beat him by about 20 points. Dobbs has kind of puffed up Gilchrist's performance to suggest that he was, you know, has more support than he really does.
All right, here's another one. Our old friend Bill O'Reilly. O'Reilly said ACLU certainly is aiding and abetting the enemy. Gingrich joined in smearing the group.
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly doesn't like the ACLU much more than he likes us, and in both cases, that's very little. He's taken the position that the ACLU is actually a bigger threat to America than anybody else, I guess, including the terrorists, which is odd. He seems to have sort of a misunderstanding of what they do. You know, the ACLU is pretty well known to defend pretty much anybody who they think needs defense. They don't, you know, the notion of them as an ultra-lefty organization isn't really true. They've defended the Ku Klux Klan in one very famous case.
Nazis in Skokie?
Right, Nazis in Skokie. Their whole premise is that, you know, we have a legal system and we have civil liberties and they apply to everyone. And so O'Reilly doesn't really seem to understand that and sees them as taking sides for whatever group they represent, when really they're just taking the side of the idea that people deserve representation.
I think Bill O'Reilly's the not that he wields as much power, and I'm hung up on this because I read this book, Age of Anxiety by Haynes Johnson, and we're going to have him on next week. And I keep touting this book like every day, but it's a marvelous book. Do you think O'Reilly is like the next Joe McCarthy?
Well, certainly I think O'Reilly exists to try to stoke and create anger by a lot of people who don't necessarily have reason to be angry, by creating the false impression that the country's going down various directions that it isn't. And I suppose there are some similarities. You know, comparing somebody to Joe McCarthy is always a little bit dicey. It's begging to be misunderstood. But certainly O'Reilly has a similar regard for facts.
I mean, all of these guys, like O'Reilly, Limbaugh, Hannity, they all engage in like these distortion of the facts and this smearing of people, which is, you know, the defense that McCarthy used to use. Like, if you didn't agree with him, obviously you were a communist and you were subjected to a communist influence. And I mean, you know, he even went after Ike Eisenhower for being, you know, unpatriotic. And these guys seem to do exactly the same thing, and they get the facts wrong a lot of the time.
Well, yeah, the tactics of, you know, flatly stating something that they either have no evidence for or that's not true as an allegation is, you know, certainly a similarity. And it's, frankly, it's not limited to them. I mean, we saw, this is sort of one of my personal pet peeves, Chris Matthews a few weeks ago was attacking the Democratic Party for a memo that they had sent out, and he was waving this memo on
right.
air, never once quoted from it, completely distorted what it said, made up something, falsely accused the memo of saying that the Samuel Alito was lenient on the mob. The memo didn't say anything like that, but he's waving around this paper and lying about what's in it.
That's when he was claiming that they had a hit list. The Democrats had a hit list.
Yeah, it couldn't have been a closer parallel to Joe McCarthy waving around a list saying, I have in my hands the names of, you know, 176 communists in the State Department. there was just no basis for it. He's waving around this prop as though, you know, as though what he was saying about it was accurate, and he hasn't apologized yet.
Well, you and I talk about Chris Matthews a lot because I watch him. Last night he turned around and called listeners and callers to right-wing radio wackos.
I guess he's an equal opportunity insulter, because a couple weeks ago he said that anybody who doesn't like George Bush is a left-wing wacko, despite the fact that, you know, the majority of the American people at this point don't like George Bush.
Yeah, he said everybody likes him except those left-wing wackos, which I sent him an email, which I'm not sure if it did any good, saying, hey, man, you know, I'm not a left-wing wacko. I'm an FDR Democrat, but I don't like George W. Bush. I don't like his policies. I don't know him personally, though.
Yeah, he's definitely been throwing around the insults a lot lately. Sometimes it's a little bit hard to tell his style from Bill O'Reilly's. We actually did a couple weeks ago a sort of little fun quiz we gave readers where we gave them 10 statements. Five were from Bill O'Reilly, five were from Chris Matthews, and we asked which was which. Some of them are closer than you'd think. You have Bill O'Reilly calling people he doesn't like pinheads, and Chris Matthews calling people he doesn't like thimblewits. So there's a similarity of style there that's that I don't think a lot of people have noticed as much as they should.
All right, here's one. Newsweek granted anonymity to White House aides praising Bush.
Yeah, this is just getting kind of silly, the things that news organizations will attribute to anonymous sources, the types of statements for which they will grant administration figures anonymity. This Newsweek article contained quotes from Bush administration officials praising Bush. It didn't name them by name. It said they requested anonymity because they didn't want to annoy their boss. So they're being granted anonymity lest they annoy their boss by saying positive things about him. But even more so, and that's just kind of silly, frankly. That's not the worst thing in the world, though. It does illustrate how far a lot of news organizations have gone in just giving people anonymity. What's worse, though, is that one of them was took a pot shot at John Murtha. Now, I have a big problem with a news organization giving an administration official or a Democratic staffer anonymity to attack their opponents.
Yeah, you're right.
It's nonsensical. If they're going to print these attacks on the opponents, people have a right to know where they're coming from. And nobody should be granted on either side, Democrat or Republican, the ability to just hide behind anonymity and take pot shots at people they don't like.
You know, this whole Vivica Novak situation and the CIA's, you know, the Valerie Plame situation. And you contrast, you talk about Vivica Novak, who now has a leave from Time magazine, is mutually agreed, and then you bring up the Bob Woodward situation. It seems like a lot of these reporters, instead of being reporters, they're stenographers for the administration?
Well, I think, I haven't actually seen this myself, but just before coming on, I saw a reference to Howard Fineman, who's as insider as you can get, calling Bob Woodward that, saying he'd become a stenographer for the administration. And so when you start to see people like Howard Fineman basically turn on his own like that, it really tells you how bad the problem's gotten. And I think, unfortunately, that has been the case all too often.
All right, one last one. Oh, man, what do you say about this guy? On December the 7th, on the December 7th edition of the Christian Broadcasting Network 700 Club, host Pat Robertson, founder of the Christian Coalition of America, said Democratic criticism of the Iraqi war amounts to treason and that carping criticism just doesn't cut it.
Well, that's a sentiment we've been seeing a lot of lately, is people can't really defend, apparently, our reasons for being in Iraq or Bush's plan or lack thereof for going forward in Iraq. They've taken to just saying that any dissent is treason or any dissent undermines the United States or any dissent hurts our troops or anything like that. And basically, it's, whenever you see somebody resorting to that, it's probably a pretty good indication that they can't actually defend the policies. So they just say that criticizing them is treason or criticizing them is puts our nation at peril.
Yeah. Well, and there's a lot of that going around. And, you know, that and attacks on Murtha, too, are just absolutely, I mean, they're crazy.
Sure. You have Ann Coulter suggesting that Murtha should release his medical records.
I think Ann Coulter's mentally ill. I know, I really do. I think she's really got a personality problem. And anybody that writes, a book trying to rehabilitate Joe McCarthy has got a serious character flaw.
I would agree with that. Somebody just asked me this weekend if I thought she really believes some of the stuff she says, or if it's just a shtick to get on television and to get attention. And, you know, honestly, I'm not really sure, and I don't know which would be worse, if she's pro-Joe McCarthy because she really believes it, which is kind of scary, or if she's pro-Joe McCarthy because she'll say anything to get attention, no matter how damaging it is to democracy.
You know, or her comment about all Democrats want to see, and I'm paraphrasing her, all Democrats want to see U.S. troops shot and killed in Iraq.
Sure. She, suggested that Bill Clinton should be assassinated. She said she wished the New York Times building was blown up. I don't know if she believes these things or if she's trying to get attention, but it doesn't really matter to me. It's pretty sick either way.
Yeah, it really is. All right, give your website a plug because it's a fabulous website.
Sure, it's MediaMatters.org. We've just done a site redesign. We hope people like it. A lot more ways to browse our items. There are several thousand at this point, so we've added some browse structures to make it easy to find items about a particular topic, to sign up for our email alerts, things like that. So come on over and check it out.
Yeah, the emails are great. Jameson, always good to have you on, man. Look forward to it every week. Thanks, and have a great day.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay. There's Jameson Fosier for Media Matters for America. I mean, go check that website out. I keep plugging it. I'm plugging that in that Haynes Johnson book, and I'm sure you're probably saying, God, you know, what is it about J. Marvin that he keeps plugging that Haynes Johnson book? He keeps plugging MediaMattersForAmerica.org, but it's a great organization. It really is, and it's fun reading a lot of the stuff. All right, open phones underway here. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. We'll talk about anything that you want to get into. 917, 17 minutes after 9. Good to have you along here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Deal. And you know what? The people at Rockies are there to really help you out. I mean, they want you to be happy. And I say this time and time again. It's really true. You know what? If they're lousy to you, if you go there and have a lousy experience, then what do you usually do? Well, you go tell like 20 of your friends. Or maybe you don't have 20. So you go tell 15, or you go tell 10, or you go tell 5. And then that gets around. And Rockies doesn't want that. What they want you to do is be happy. So that not only you'll think about coming back to them again, but you'll recommend them to your friends, just like Mary and I recommend them to you, because we've had nothing but great experiences there, and they have become more than a car dealership. They have become friends, and they're early and constant supporters of this program and of AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Check out Rockies Autos on the web. Look at their website. It's great. Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., so if you come like towards 8, they'll stay late. And once again, their salespeople are passionate, and they want you to really have a good experience. And they're not going to tackle you or twist your arm to buy an automobile. You can go out there and browse, and they'll help you out. And if you don't find anything you want, well, then you just walk away. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. You can't miss them. They got a big sign out there. 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Rockies Autos, where every automobile is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. There are just none finer.
Listening to the radio on your computer, so are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Coffee and want to take it with you when you travel. You need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to LaptopCoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-1195 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, a gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Working at a radio station, and they've got a couple in this town that play nothing but Christmas music for like a month or 2 months. I wonder what the suicide rate is over there on the air staff. All right, 303-713-7600, one line open. Before I go to open phones, I want to get this in before I run out of time. Hey, did you hear about this? The chief executive officer of the electronic voting company, Diebold, who once famously declared that he would deliver Ohio for President Bush, has resigned, effective immediately. This is on Raw Story's website. The board of directors and Wally, this is the guy's name, mutually agreed that his decision to resign at this time for personal reasons was in the best interest of all parties, according to the company's new chairman. They said that in a statement. Wally O'Dell's resignation comes just days after reports from bradblog.com that the company was facing imminent securities fraud litigation surrounding charges of insider trading. It also comes on the heels of a Raw Story interview with a Diebold insider who raised new allegations of technical woes inside the company, as well as concerns that Diebold may have mishandled the elections in Georgia and Ohio. And, you know, we brought up the whole thing with Mark Crispin Miller, about that whole Ohio debacle, and I got emails from people saying, oh, you know, you're just sorry losers, you Democrats. Well, you know what? I don't think Diebold had their act together, and I think that there was some hanky-panky going on there. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let me go to Reggie, who's cruising around here on I-70. Reggie, you're on AM-760. Good morning.
Jay, I enjoyed your interview or your talk this morning with Chuck.
Thanks.
With regard to Ann Coulter, she's just a cartoon character. She's buffoonish, man. I mean, she's a joke. I heard you earlier, one of you or your guest said about President Bush's skyrocketing ratings.
Right.
He's up to, what, 40% now, which is basically his base.
Yeah, you know something, you're really right about that. But I was talking about how the fact that the media, when this thing came out, when this polling came out, the media cherry-picked the polling and said, oh, he's on the rebound. But if you take the plus and minus aspect of it, what has he gone up, like 2 points?
He's up 2 points. So he's got his base back. And then you would also mention, and I don't want to sound, when I say this, Jay, I support the military, but when Howard Dean said we can't win over there, Howard Dean was simply telling the truth. That wasn't anti-military or against our fighting men and women. It's simply the truth of the matter. And then everybody jumps on his case saying he shouldn't have said that. Well, it's the truth. We can't win over there. there's no way you're going to beat down that insurgency.
Well, wasn't Chuck Hagel kind of saying the same thing on the Republican side?
You're never going to beat it down. Now, let me turn to this audit, Jay, and I think Barnett, and I say this facetiously, ought to be hung for buying coats for his staff and watches for his staff and for renting baby cribs when they went on these bowl games. It's nothing, Jay. It's never been nothing. I think what you have there, and I said it when I talked to you the last time, there's a cabal of people who hate CU football and the athletic program. But there's never been anything. There's never been a criminal indictment up there. They won't be one. And I even further predict this IRS, this so-called IRS investigation will come to naught. Because
not if he didn't keep accurate records. I mean, boy, to get into that stuff.
This whole thing, Jay, was, and I could care less, if you have J. Marvin Enterprises and you run your private company, Jay, and you don't do proper bookkeeping, Jay, that's your problem. But it's not a state problem. It's not a CU problem. It's not a taxpayer problem.
Okay, but what I fail to understand, and I was asking Chuck this, and I fail to understand about the whole thing. I mean, and I admit this up front. Then if all of it involved just this guy Gary Barnett's private company and these football camps that he put on, then why the hell does this do people in the state care? That's number one. And why is it a big deal? You know, in the media, if you view it as being like any other private business, I mean, you're right. There were excesses there. There were unbelievable excesses there. And I guess you could make the case, which I made to Chuck in the very end of the conversation, I guess you could make the case that, well, you know what? We don't want to be, as a university of the state of Colorado, you know, and the school reflects on the state, we don't want to be associated with a guy who would run these kind of business operations. But other than that, I can't make a case for anything other than I think the guy was overpaid.
Oh, he was probably, in the scheme of things, In college football, he was probably underpaid in a D1 program.
Oh, God. You got to see, I don't get that. I said it last Friday. I mean, I just don't get how they make that kind of money, and I don't get how football, other than the revenue that's generated out of it, you know, by the television contracts and the rest, how can that all be so important? How can that be so damn important that somebody's got to make that kind of money?
Well, I mean, that's a good question, Jay. I mean, that's a good question. I mean, you know, the football program supports the entire athletic program,
right.
department. That is to say,
and they generate a lot of money. True,
they generate a lot of money, and he is the focal point of that program, and so he's the face of it. He's going to get paid a lot of money. Now, should he make more than a math teacher? Probably not, but that's the way it is.
One final question for you here before I run out of time. If it's all about his business and it's all about his company, and anybody else can answer this too if they know the answer, because I don't know the answer, then why the audit in the first place, and what is the state doing poking its business into a private enterprise?
That's a good question. Yeah, I don't know the answer to that.
See, that's the part I'm all confused about. No matter what I read this morning, you know, I read all of this stuff, but I couldn't come away with, I couldn't wrap my arms around it. I couldn't come away with any feeling about what was going on here other than the fact that the school could come forward and say, well, look, we just don't want to be associated with somebody who runs this kind of business. There were aspects of his behavior, which we talked about on Friday. For instance, his email saying about that female kicker, I believe, saying, you know, well, what do I do about her sexual conquests? I mean, that was a little out of line.
Give context to that question. You don't know what the context of that was, and you ought to be fair with the guy.
Yeah, but you can't make those kind of statements about women, man. That's just not right. That's sexist. Sexual conquests. And I argued with somebody else about that on Friday. I mean, you just can't make those kind of statements about women.
Let's keep one thing in mind. In all these investigations, there's never been one indictment nor criminal charge leveled against anyone.
Well, you know what? That may be true, but there's also other things in criminal indictments, and I question any man who makes that statement, because you know what that smacks of? That smacks of the old reasoning that used to be in this country where the woman must have done something, or, you know, no wonder she got raped because she had a short skirt on. Reggie, I got to run, man. Thank you for the call. It's been really enlightening. Thanks. Appreciate it. Okay, well, Reggie hung up on me instead of me hanging up on him. Okay, a couple of lines open here. Open phones 303-713-7600, 930 at AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Right store, right price.
AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
You learned your first language with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills. You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-1195 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
He's making a list and checking it twice. And Freedom Harley-Davidson could be delivering your ultimate present this Christmas. On Christmas Eve, Freedom Harley-Davidson on West Colfax is giving away a new 2005 Sportster. But you must get registered this Thursday between 6 and 8 p.m. No purchase necessary. Just stop by for free food and beverages this Thursday and drop your name in the drawing. You could get exactly what you want for Christmas. A new Harley from Freedom Harley-Davidson. For more info, click on the Freedom Harley Davidson logo on your screen right now. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable including on demand and stars just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home,
improve your life,
and dream big
with Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rate supply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Audit hearing and sat next to Diane Carman, talk with her, and I attend most of the regents' meetings. But one of the things I was very disappointed in is the audit committee, nor any of the auditors, ever asked Hank Brown or any of the CU officials, why did you fire Barnett 4 days before this hearing? Because we'd like to have him here asking some questions. What's the reason for firing him 4 days before the hearing, Jay?
Yeah, that was raised in the paper this morning by Mike Litwin of the Rocky Mountain News.
Yeah, we're all talking about it.
So yeah.
I'm just saying that, you know, if they wanted some answers, why not put the culprit on the hot seat?
All right, maybe you can explain this. Since you go to all these meetings and you know, and I keep saying this, I can't get my arms around this, I can't figure out what's happening here, maybe because I'm not smart enough, but you know what? If this football camp was a private enterprise, if all of this was a private enterprise, and there was sloppy bookkeeping and all these things going on, first of all, what business would the university have of conducting an audit of Gary Barnett's business? That's number one. And then number two, well, you know,
it's not a private enterprise. It's a private enterprise in name only. The coach clearly identifies as a CU coach. They sell materials that have the CU logo on it.
But wasn't it his private business?
Well, that's just a sleight of hand, Jay. You know what they're doing.
I don't know. I don't get this because I haven't been here, you know, over this whole Barnett situation.
It's the old country club atmosphere. The Board of Regents has been talk about it for years. And, you know, the comment yesterday, how did Gary Barnett have the time for this? Well, he just takes vacation time and acts as a CU official, and everyone looks the other way.
All right,
is state business, or the audit committee wouldn't look into it. That tells you right there, it's state business.
All right, for all of the stuff that's reported in there, you know, all of the excesses, you know, the money at the Regents clothing store, the gift certificates around that, what was that, $30,000?
Sure.
I mean, all of that stuff, you know, the babysitters, the cars, I mean, all of that stuff. Did any of that come, because I couldn't discern this, did any of this come from state money?
It came from state money because CU is a host. They provide the atmosphere. They give it an air of legitimacy, like it's the football coach. It's CU, you know, CU involved.
All right, the alumni
are all part of it.
So then that would fit my contention.
Sure.
That I brought up to Chuck, who called up. We had that long discussion. That would fit my contention. Then the real thing here is that it reflects back on the school, reflects back on the state, and so they don't want to have anything to do with a guy who conducts business that way.
Of course, it's like Tom DeLay going over and playing golf, and everybody knows who paid for his trip and his court fees. It's the same thing Tom DeLay is doing.
So then I'm not as far off as I thought.
You're exactly on target. You shouldn't let these callers roll you on this. They know what they're doing. They know it's part of CU. And you know, they're hiring Hank Brown as some sort of outsider. Hank Brown is part of the problem. He's a conservative. He voted for Clarence Thomas. He doesn't want to. Yesterday at the Joint Budget Committee at 4 o'clock, Senator Owens asked him about affirmative action. And what did he do rather than give an answer? He said, I want to take a point of privilege, and wouldn't answer the question because he is not in favor of Greta V. Bollinger, which says higher education can consider race. It says it can consider race in making decisions. It does not say that they have to make decisions, but it says that the higher education can consider race in trying to get a significant number of people of color. And Hank Brown does not want that. That's why he voted against the 1990 Civil Rights Act and then voted for Clarence Thomas. He is not for civil rights for people of color. He's part of the old boys system, just like the Regents are. And Hank Brown is not going to clean up anything. He may make it worse. I know what I'm talking about.
All right, so then for hanging my head in shame for an hour and figuring that I made an idiot out of myself, then I didn't. I was on target.
Sure, you were absolutely on target. And they knew you were on target, and they knew what they were doing calling in. I mean, I know that CU is not as much into professionalizing football as the University of Texas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, but I'm saying the tail is wagging the dog at CU. They either ought to make it a camp for the National Football League, a training camp, or call it what it is, because that's what CU does. And yes, it brings in some money. But I'm saying there's a lot of things that CU could do to bring in money. They could sell drugs, for instance.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of things. If you want to just say, well, anything goes as long as it brings in some money.
Yeah, you're talking about ethics there. All right. I got a couple of minutes left here. All right. Eleanor Norton Holmes, congresswoman. I thought she was great this morning talking about Alito.
But she knows that Hank Brown voted for Clarence Thomas. He knows that Alito's even the right of Clarence Thomas. Alito's going to vote to overturn Roe v. Wade. He's going to vote to overturn Grutter v. Bollinger.
He's got a miserable record on civil rights.
You know what he's going to do, Jay.
Yeah, I know what he's going to do, too. The question is, do the Democrats gather up the stones and the spine to be able to stand up as Congresswoman Holmes said and call their bluff and, you know what, say, yeah, you know what, try that nuclear option, see what happens. And you know what, we're not going to accept this guy. And this gets back to this whole rant I gave before 9:30, and I've been giving it all morning long about, you know, let's stand up. Let's get up off our butts and stand up and say, you know what, the smears have got to stop.
Absolutely.
The lying has got to stop. And you know what? We're not going to accept this crap that's thrown on us.
Absolutely. You're telling the truth, Jay. I'm saying that Senator Salazar needs to filibuster Judge Alito. If Judge Alito gets on the court, they're going to roll back civil rights, women's rights. They're going to overturn Texas decision regarding some sort of civil rights for gays, lesbians, bisexuals. They're not progressive. They would love to turn your radio station off in case you don't know it.
Yeah, you're probably right. Jordan, thank you, man.
They would love to silence you, Jay. Let them do it.
I appreciate your call, man.
Bye for now.
Appreciate your wisdom. All right. Well, I guess I shouldn't have hung my head then, right? Because I kept saying to Turk, you know, I'm never going to touch that CU thing again because I don't totally understand it. All right, let me go to Scott in Winter Park who's been hanging on. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
Up here in wonderful snowy Winter Park.
How's the temperature up there?
9 degrees in Fraser this morning with 11 feet of snow almost.
Okay, man.
We love it.
Move to Florida, would you?
Oh, no. I'm actually wearing shorts, but...
get out of here. You are not. Are you?
I do, actually. For the listeners out there that know I'm a massage therapist, they know that I wear shorts year-round up here.
Oh, man. But, you're a better man than me.
I'm from North Dakota. But when you were talking to Mr.
Bozier,
thank you. I always forget his name. But you're talking about, you know, some of these pundits. Which of these guys or girls do you just absolutely can't stand? Which is the worst? And which of them would you actually like to, if they were to come into a room, which one do you like the best? Which of these guys would you like to debate?
You know who I'd like to debate? And I'll tell you something. I debated her once and got in trouble for it at a radio station I was working at because they thought that I was coming at her too hard. And that was because she had written a column saying that what we should do to all the Muslims, and this was after 9/11, and I'm paraphrasing her, what we should do to all the Muslims is we should convert them at the tip of a sword to Christianity. And her name is Ann Coulter, and I would love to debate her about anything she chooses, and particularly I would love to debate her about Joseph McCarthy.
Mm-hmm. Now, which of them do you trust the most? I mean, if one of them were, if you had to listen to one of them, you can say, you know what, I agree that we are slightly different, but you trust them the most, actually.
I'll tell you who I trust, but I don't agree with, except he opposed the Iraq War and was very candid about it. And I don't agree with a lot of what he says, but I like him and I respect him, and that's Pat Buchanan.
Okay. So at least that way, I mean, I can get some ideas out there. And, you know, I only listen to pretty much you and our wonderful Ed Deff from North Dakota also. So those are my two favorites, of course. And,
all right, Scott. Hey, man, I got to run. Stay warm.
You have a great day. Thank you now.
All right, stay warm. Yeah, I don't agree with much of what Pat Buchanan has to say, but I like him. I think he's intellectually. I think Pat Buchanan is intellectually honest for the most part. He may not agree with what he has to say, but he says what he believes in, and he's been consistent over all these years. And I realize that he, you know, is associated with Nixon. He was a speechwriter for Nixon, and sometimes he can infuriate you, but I like him the best. And I, of all of them, I despise Ann Coulter and Rush Limbaugh the most. 303-713-7600. Why doesn't Rush Limbaugh just rename his show the OxyContin Hour? All right. Open phones, one line open at 303-713-7600, 944, 60 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. Thanks so much for being here on AM 760.
Check it out at rtd-denver.com.
AM 760, the real story, 24-7 on AM 760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Randy Rhodes, 48, the best.
Because then again, everything right. Here's on the left.
Oh, I listen to Jay a lot. I love Ed.
Al's great.
Randy Rhodes.
We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments, we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to laptopcoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home? You get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, a gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
Just hanging on. All right, now Raph on I-25. I got you. Go ahead.
Jay.
Yeah, Raph.
Hey, sorry about that. Listen, I just wanted to go ahead and say real quick that I'm real glad that John Murtha is out there doing the point-counterpoint against the president whenever he goes out there and stands up and says what he's going to say about Iraq. You know, and I think what Republicans are saying, or were saying, vis-a-vis Murtha and other Democrats lowering the morale of the troops over there is absolutely bogus. I mean, from my personal experience, when I was over there, I was too busy trying to stay alive, watching my six, watching my buddy's six, to be wondering what the heck some congressman, Democrat or Republican, was saying up on the Hill.
Well, that's just a way on their part to control dissent. I mean, they'll come after guys like you and I sure. And everybody else, and in order to get us to shut up, it's the oldest trick in the world, they'll claim, well, you know what, you're undercutting the troops, you're not patriotic.
Yeah, well, as someone who's a veteran, I'm just really incensed about it. And I'm, you know, and I look at guys like Tancredo, I look at women like Musgrave, who, you know, fell the party line. On the one hand, they like having, you know, the troops arrayed behind them on the podium and all that stuff, and then turn around and vote against body armor, vote against, you know, up-armoring Humvees and that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But how long were you over there?
I was there an entire year. And
when was this?
This was March of 03 through March of 04.
What do you think, man? What do you think about this election coming up? And do you think that that the election and there'll ever be a political solution there?
Well, there'll be a political solution there. I mean, whether we're a part of that political solution is an entirely different story. And true story, me and about 10 other guys, we actually set up the very first elections that country actually had back in August and September of 2003. And the Coalition Provisional Authority was so spooked about having those elections at that particular point in time that they didn't want us to have them. And then when we went ahead and had them in those particular towns in the Sunni Triangle, turned around and made us call them selections. You know? Now,
yeah.
Draw your own conclusions as to why that was, but...
Yeah.
You know, you have elections, you don't have elections. I mean... I'm really at the point where I think if we stay there any longer, there is, in fact, going to be a civil war. It's already happening. And, you know, there is going to be a political solution. Unfortunately, the time for us to be involved in it has already passed. I mean, we needed to attack that right at the beginning, and we refused to do it. And it's really sad because, you know, I got brothers and sisters in arms over there, and they're going to do what they need to do in order to attack that, because that's the expectation that we have of them. But at the same time, we may be expecting them to do way too much, because we don't have the political courage to address that.
Yeah. You know what? You're right. Raph, thank you, man. Thanks for your service to this country, too.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. All right. Now let's go to Andrew in Boulder. Sorry about that, Andrew.
No problem.
Okay. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Hey, great show, Ray, Jake. The question is really simple about the Democrats' funding of the war in Iraq. And I'm just curious, how often are Democrats, voting yes to keep funding the war in Iraq?
You know, I think it's an interesting question. One of the reasons why they can't shut the funding off is because they're in the minority. That's number one. But I think that they do vote for it because I think that they believe, and I think they should believe on this, that as long as we've got men and women over there, we need to support them financially, and we need to give them the equipment that they need, because you're talking about human life here. I mean, the way to have a policy debate about Iraq is exactly the way Murth is doing it, which is standing up to the president and saying, hey, wait a minute, this is what we ought to do. This is what people in the Pentagon are telling me, and have a lively debate on what the exit strategy should be, but we shouldn't penalize the troops over the discontent of the war.
Okay, I see your point. There's no mandate for the war, so 60%+ of Americans don't want the war, and yet I understand. I'm all for supporting the troops, but Bush has made it very clear that he ain't moving. He ain't going to move off this position. And, when are the Democrats going to, follow their constituents also?
Well, I think they're trying to do that, and I think what they're having is a very lively debate between themselves about what exit strategy they, should propose.
Right.
I would like to see them come up with a concrete plan, even though I got blasted on here for suggesting it a couple of months ago. But I'd really like to see one. You know, and it disturbs me that Hillary Clinton has moved to the center and won't endorse Murtha or anybody else, and that most Democrats won't stand behind Murtha, and that some of them have plans of their own. But at least we're debating it. But I'll make you a prediction. You want a prediction? And I'm not a see-all-know-all guy, but I will bet you, and that we'll have significant troop withdrawal in 06, and Bush will do it because the off-year elections are coming up, and he needs to protect those people in Congress, and they're going to put pressure on him because they don't want to face their constituents.
Yeah, and I'd like to see the Democrats at least threaten, at least say, look, if you can't come up with a withdrawal plan or an exit strategy, we're going to resort to cutting funding, and we hate to do